Recording.
Yeah.
Recording.
Now we have nothing to talk about.
Joey hits record and then opens up a fucking box of fucking chocolate.
I'm not eating the chocolates. I'm lactose intolerant, in case you don't know.
She poos everywhere.
What?
That was hilarious at Fright Fest. I was your enabler, letting you eat ice cream.
Oh my god, Richard was the worst at Fright Fest. I was like, I can't eat anymore. I can't stand. And he was like, ice cream.
Do you not have all the senses? Well, to be fair, senses, like, could you not smell the fucking stink that comes out of her when she's had ice cream?
Have you smelled Richard's
hands? Yeah, to be fair.
I haven't, actually. He did fart, but he always told me.
Yeah,
see,
you're fine.
He was like, I farted.
Ali, you know, you can tell we obviously got up for some sexy stuff that night. Hey, yeah. Joey, I'm farting.
Let's hide it any longer.
It was wet.
Sometimes I walk into the front room and it smells like someone's shit in here.
Oh my god!
And I'm like, Joey, have you been eating ice cream? And you're like, no. I'm like,
obviously.
Now, Joey, have you been eating any milky, chocolatey chocolates? And she's like, no. And I'm like, then why does it smell like an old man shit himself in here?
Because the old man shit himself in here.
Yeah, he's right over there.
It's like we have tanks full of water over there with creatures in them that smell, and this just overpowers all of that.
Even they're holding their noses.
Yeah, even they're like...
They're like, ooh!
Hey! I'll swallow your soul! I'll swallow your soul! I'll swallow your soul!
Swallow this.
Hello! You thought we were gone.
But we're not.
We're not. You could keep us in
there, you stupid...
Oh my god, stop messing.
Like a good killer, we always come back in the sequel.
Oh my god.
I went there.
Trying to do a bit here.
Hello?
Trying to do a bit!
Oh, sorry, go. Start again.
Hello! You thought we were dead, but we aren't. We did. You thought we'd stay dead, but we didn't. Are you alive?
It was a Celtic curse.
Hey, what's in your mouth?
Nothing. Am I eating chocolate?
Okay, well, anyway, hello. This is Horror Lives.
Season 2.
I guess so. We were hibernating for the winter. It's now kind of getting bright outside. Oh, shit. Okay, it's not getting bright outside, but winter is officially over. It's the end of February. We're emerging from our caves. You know, we're slightly thinner because we ate into our own fat reserves over the long, cold-ass winter. Why am I doing hibernation jokes when I should be doing back from the grave jokes?
I can barely bear this.
It's me.
I have a friend called Bear, but I don't think he listens to this. If you are, hi,
name.
Bear.
That's his actual name. His mom and dad were like, well, what will we call this kid?
That's my name. That's my whole name.
What will we christen our son, our firstborn son?
You know Bear McCreary, the guy who does the music for Walking Dead and all those things?
Yeah.
I always wonder how he got the name. Why is he called Bear?
But Bear Grylls.
It's literal.
That works away as well. Like,
is Bear Grylls not his real name?
You know what happens?
Well, could he?
His mom and dad go, like, what shall we name our lovely, gorgeous baby child? And they go, we'll call him Bear.
Because up north, it's Burr.
But you think
Burr?
They're making fun of it because of...
Is it like calling someone horse?
No, the reason he's called Bear is because his surname is Burwood. And when they say Burr, that's how they say Bear. So that's why
you can't be making
fun
of people's accents like that, Joey. That's just rude.
Burr.
Fertile.
You know about calling people horse, right?
Horse.
Starry horse.
No. I'm from a fancy place.
I thought you know being from Kilmac.
I do it all the time.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Now people know where Richard lives. They're going to kill him.
Yeah, that's it. A lot of people could.
Yeah.
Although, if you actually check out my address, I found this out recently. I can't give someone my address and expect them to find a place. You have to actually be told where it is. And we're on the corner of three different areas or something like that.
Oh, my
so
God.
So, like, we can change our address to three different things.
Is one of those things kind of scary?
Sorry.
Because that might mean you're inbred. Just saying.
You know, it was so bad when I ordered Mexican food last night. And Peter Peter was coming home from work. And he met the guy outside. And the guy was like, hey, where's this apartment? And Peter was like, that's my apartment.
That's not how it went, but okay.
That sounds sexy.
It was a bit boring.
Oh, I don't have money to pay you. Maybe we can come to some sort of agreement.
Nice place. Aren't the bedrooms huge?
Oh,
That's horrendous. Anyway, here we are.
Yeah, it was great that you told that story.
That was a good story. My stories are good.
Yeah, you told it wrong and that's not what happened. But I knew he was the Mexican guy because... Because
you're a racist?
He's not a Mexican person. He was the Mexican food delivery man. All right.
Richard, eat more of the chocolates, please.
Joey.
I don't know if I want anymore.
Stop bringing up the chocolates. Richard. You're ruining the magic. Hello, I am your host, Peter. Peter Shoehead Keenan. That's my whole name. The next to me is Joey Kyo.
Kyo. Rocco Bodhi.
And Richard, sir.
I'm Rocco!
Oh, and Ali's here. Hello, Ali.
Hello.
Ali might fall asleep again.
Ali's our special guest.
It's always riveting stuff now.
Snores.
She's here. She's wearing like a shirt from Foot Locker with the sleeves ripped off. She's spray painted Ref 316 on the back. That's a reference.
I'm sorry. What?
Oh, just because it's not CM Punk.
Jeez. Boston.
Oh! Yeah. Oh my god! I was watching Scuzz. Right?
Okay.
Over my birthday weekend because they had Scuzz and the Morrison. Which is the only good thing about the Morrison.
Explain to people listening to this what Scuzz is because they don't know.
Scuzz is a UK music channel that used to be really hardcore metal, but now it's not. So now they play like Motionless and White. Yes, it is. Anyway, there was a man in it.
Still
and
better
it
than
said,
T-Rock.
It said something 316, and I was like, is that a reference to Steve Austin? And it was.
Yeah, it said John 316. It was a reference to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What?
Was it John 316?
I don't know. It was 316.
Because that's a...
That's the whole joke, is that he was making fun of Jake the Snake Roberts, because he was religious. It's like, you're John 316. Austin 316 says, I just whoop your ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
I watched a documentary about the Attitude Era recently. It wasn't very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of the WWE ones aren't very good. Although, what about WCW and ECW is pretty cool.
The CM Punk one's great.
They're going to be showing that on the network, actually, which launches next week everywhere except places that aren't America, so...
so everywhere, apart from...
Nowhere. I was thinking of maybe trying to tunnel into that. But I don't know. I did see how there's that minimum... The 6 months.
Mm.
I don't really want to spend 60 euro on something that might not work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But we have to wait for it to come out here. If it does come out here, we might not get pay-per-views.
Ooh.
Because of their deal with Sky.
Yeah, but like, doesn't Sky get a shit? Yeah, Sky paid a shitload for renewing the wrestling license recently.
So
well fuck
have
you,
to
Sky.
See what happens.
Remember when it used to be like part of them will be on Sky and part of them will be on Channel 4?
On Channel 4 for free, yeah.
I love that. And our Channel 4 was really shitty and grainy and all. You could barely see it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, just made it so much cooler.
I saw a couple of WrestleManias, so.
Mm. Elimination Chamber is tonight.
Elimination Chamber.
Yeah,
for fuck's sake, why am I always working today after pay-per-views?
Some idiot on my Facebook was like, ugh, it's clearly going to be Orton or Bryan who wins. It's like, Bryan hasn't got a hope in hell of winning that. God bless him. I'd love it if he did.
That's not going to be Christian.
Is Batista in it?
Oh, Chris. Batista's. It's who's going to. Be up against Batista at WrestleMania.
Oh, what? Is he champion?
No, he has a title shot.
Oh, and one, that's for the title then.
And that's so stupid. I write about wrestling now.
This is exactly what happened last year, Joey.
I know. Do you read my wrestling stuff? I write about wrestling.
I know you write about wrestling. Tell us about your wrestling writing.
It's awesome. It's for Gorilla Press, which Peter told me is a wrestling move.
Yes, a gorilla press.
It's like gorilla above your head. Yeah.
But it's like all men apart from me. And then someone thought I was a man.
Because
my name is Joey. Yeah, because my name is Joey and I'm running about wrestling.
They call me Joey. They call me Blowy. They call me Blay.
Sorry, I heard Blowy and I was like...
That's not my name. That's not my name.
My name is not Blowy.
That's not my name.
Someone at the
Someone
at the Less Than Jake gig in the UK thought my name was Chloe. And then, do you know how it was explained to them? No, Joey as in Ramon.
Oh, that works though.
Fuck. Is that how you're going to introduce yourself now? It's like, hey, I'm Joey, like Ramon.
No, it's Joey as in, how do you do it?
No, I always said Joey as in Jordison, because that's why I was originally called Joey.
My granny thought you were called Zoe for a while.
It's Joey!
And then you told her, like, no, like Jordison.
That's
ooh,
the one you
her.
That's the one you still haven't met.
Oh, okay. Not the one who thought I was gorgeous.
How is Zoe? She's crying, right?
So how did that come about, anyway, writing for that?
Basically, when I was in Florida, and I went to see Hell in a Cell, which was awesome, this guy who I knew from when he used to write for GorePress messaged me and was like, I'm part of this wrestling thing, there's like a magazine and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, do you want to write for us? And I went, yeah, sure. Then fucking never did. That's just the ghost, don't worry. The place is very haunted. I had dreams, and it's haunted because of the dreams. Anyway, but yes, that's how. So I just never did. I just never got around to doing it. And then I felt bad. And when Royal Rumble came around, I messaged him and I was like, I'm so sorry. Haven't written for you yet. You know, can I do Royal Rumble maybe? And he said, sure, go ahead. And then when I did, he liked it a lot. And I said, well, I can do Raw recaps if you want. Not realizing, as Peter has pointed out, what that entails. Peter was like, do you know when people read Raw recaps?
What? What do you mean?
Well, you said you read them to see if you missed anything.
Yeah, and you're just like, this person did this, and it was shit, and I hated it. And, oh, here's Fandango. He's good.
I like Fandango. He said my recaps are too negative, but I think they're funny. And everyone else thinks they're funny, and by everyone else, I mean Ollie. Shout out to Ollie, who's our biggest fan and has listened to every single one of these.
Oh, no, there's poor guy. That other guy who's listened to all of us.
Who?
Peter.
Is it Steven something?
Steven Stills?
I've forgotten his name. Oh, sorry. There's this dude on Facebook who likes literally everything we put up.
That's Richard's cousin.
That's your cousin. Oh, he's our biggest fan.
He's not listening to it.
I don't think he listens, yeah. He likes an awful lot of stuff. I'm not too sure if maybe he thinks, like, when we put something up, whenever I put something up on Facebook, publicly shared, he might think I'm sending it to him personally. I'm not too sure.
My cousin does listen to it.
Your sister was down with us.
Oh, getting a tattoo?
She got the tattoo.
What tattoo?
Yeah, I don't know about this.
You still haven't seen her? How fucking long? Where? What? You haven't seen her since?
No, I have. I just completely forgot. This is...
Oh, she got a dad tattoo.
Oh, did she? Where'd she get that?
That's so sweet.
In our shop.
Oh.
On her arm or something.
Oh, I missed that. I'm sure I've seen her arms. She's like walking around avoiding everyone. Like, you know,
she hasn't shown it.
Looking at the floor. Nah.
Every time I get a new tattoo, I'm like, oh, hey, mom, by the way, check it.
I never show my mom. She hates tattoos.
My mom's just like, oh, lovely, where did you get that? Did it hurt? It cost much.
Your mom's cool.
She's very supportive of my love of tattoos. She's like, don't let Karen get any.
that's the trade-off. She won't get into you.
My sister and his sister are both turning 18 next month.
Aww.
And my sister wants a tattoo for it.
Aww.
And I was like, did you ask mum? I'm so scared she hasn't asked.
Mm. She was turning 18. I know 18. I say this every time, but I always just... I know I've only known her for a while, but like, she was like sitting doing her homework wearing a tiara. That's just like my defining image of her forever.
Yeah.
I'm piercing Karen's lip for her birthday, as far as I know.
That was my idea.
Alright, bitch. So, yeah, what else have you done writing-wise? One of the sites that you both wrote for went under, didn't it?
Well, I didn't write for it. I just grabbed the Joey's coattails videos and met all the famous people.
Oh, okay, yeah, but...
No, it didn't go under. He stopped doing it because he didn't have the time to do it.
To be fair, like, yeah, this is Zombie Hamster that Colin wrote for. Joey. Well, Colin ran it, but he's gotten lots of stuff in Fangoria and Diabolik and stuff like that recently, so...
Danger Diabolik?
Have you actually seen that film? That
of
Mystery
course
Science
I've
Theater.
Fucking seen that film.
Didn't Mystery Science Theater did one of that? Oh, that was great.
Based on an old comic?
What a weird film. The flamboyant film.
It's great. I love it when they're just rolling around in all the money naked. And I'm like, they're going to get so many fucking paper cuts. Nowhere so good. That movie's actually one of the few passable movies that they watch. There's also my favorite line in any Mystery Science Theater covered movie.
Yeah.
It's not like a riff, but a line. Where, what's his name? He was in, I'm pretty sure he was in some of the Bond movies. I think he played Bofeld a couple of times. But
is that Donald Pleasance?
No, not Donald
Pleasance. I love Donald Pleasance.
You're thinking of Puma Man, I think. But he's one of those guys, but he like looks at a boat and then goes, is that Stud coming? And they all go, excuse me?
Boom, boom.
Still not completely sure what he was really talking about. But whatever, Danger Diabolik is a great movie. Check it out. Scott, the guy. Have you seen my favorite Mystery Science Theater movie, which was Space Mutiny?
I have. The is bad that one guy where they're on like the Zamboni or whatever driving around?
Yeah. Like the floor cleaners.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, Jesus.
But the bad guy in that is Diabolik.
No way.
Yeah, like 20 years apart or however
like,
long
it is. I remember, like, I went, like, this was 2 years ago, like, I started watching a little Mystery Science Theater on YouTube, because there's a few people who do it, they put up the entire episode, so you just watch, and I didn't watch the entire thing, like, but I easily watched well over half.
Yeah.
And then I think someone must have kind of notified that this person had all of them up, because all of this video started disappearing.
Yeah, they started getting
things. So I still have to watch more, there's loads I still haven't seen.
I think I've seen literally every single one.
You probably have.
I started when I was in college watching, like, you know, you remember Winamp had, like, streaming stuff?
Yeah.
So I would watch that, and I'd watch, like, old Monty Python episodes that were just streamed constantly.
That's right, eat more.
What are the white ones?
I've even seen, like, the first
None of them have a nut in them.
Public access. Why are you talking about nuts?
I'm talking about chocolates.
So, I don't know what the ones in the gold wrapper have.
They're actually, they look really cool, so I'll open one up for you, and I totally won't eat it or anything, but I'll just open it and show it to you, and it'll be fine. I'll just put it back
they
in
remind
the
wrapper. They look like they're wrapped like Oxo
cubes. See how cool?
What's
in it? Like hazelnutty. Hazelnut. They're all the same, basically.
How white yolk is tasting?
It says, encasing a rich hazelnut cream with chopped hazelnuts. Hey!
What's the one with the green on top?
That's pistachio.
Pistachio!
Oh my god, sorry.
Oh dear.
Here's one bite of chocolate.
Well, there's 2 minutes I have to cut out.
What else writing was?
Yeah.
When was the last time we did this? Was I writing for Truly Disturbing?
No. Last time we did this was like October.
November. Yeah.
Literally the last ones were about Halloween.
Ooh.
H2O.
I love H2O.
The movie Halloween.
The band.
No. Okay.
Water. Yeah, so I write for Truly Disturbing Day, which is
That's why she's a writer.
Not a talker. Hey, you're mayo.
She has you're a ketchup. Voice for writer.
And a face for the radio.
Yeah. That's the joke.
I get it. So I write for Truly Disturbing Now, which is an American site, so it's a really big deal. And they're really, really sweet people. And in the beginning, I was just kind of writing whatever, and then they asked me to do their horror icon of the month piece. So I've done a few of those. My one this month is, like, really, really, really late, so I have to do two at once because I'm in trouble.
Oh.
But, yeah, I'm in trouble. But,
you're in trouble.
But have you read them?
What were they about?
I did one about Adam Green. He was my first one.
I was
and
Adam
then I
Green.
Did Rob Zombie.
I love him too.
I think I read your Adam Green one. It was a while ago.
Who was the third one?
I think I've read Adam Green one. I did because I remember that's how I found out Hollis or the movie Crypt was.
Oh yeah, that it was taught in class. Yeah. But anyway,
watching so much or listening to so much of that, I started.
It's so good.
Like 2 days after Christmas, when I got a new phone unlocked, just been listening to them nonstop. I'm finally like I'm on podcast 33 or 34.
I figured you'd love them.
Let's remind our listeners of better podcasts.
Yeah.
Don't listen to that podcast.
You know,
it sucks.
You know Smodcast? That's pretty cool still.
Fuck that shit. Don't listen to any of that.
Ricky Gervais' podcast, paid tenor or whatever.
I didn't even know he had one.
That's okay.
Yeah,
Who cares? Like, who pays for podcasts? Seriously, fucking sad.
Especially because you'll probably just steal them off the internet otherwise.
Yeah.
I pay. I feel like listening to podcasts makes me dumb.
Anyway, I wrote one about Rob Zombie and someone who preferred the other person who did it before me got really butthurt about it and decided to troll it. And I got I got an email advising me not to read the comments and to continue on about my business because that person's a crazy person. But
there'd be a lot of crazy people involved in all these things.
Well, like, I didn't read them because I just don't care, but I thought it was one thing that somebody did say to me was that she had a problem with the fact that I liked all of Rob Zombie's films. And I said, well, then, did she even read it? Because I specifically said at one point that I didn't like all of them. But
what one don't you like?
H2. Yeah, also, someone said H2 is a remake. It's not.
What? A remake?
It's a sequel to H1.
Okay. Let's move on from that weird pedantry there.
How is that pedantry? That's just a fact.
It's a sequel
someone
to a remake.
Someone said that, but they didn't say that to you. It was just a thing you read somewhere.
A respectable website, who I won't name in case they want me to write for them, said that it was a remake. And it's not a remake. It's a sequel to a remake.
Is this like the way Hills of Eyes, the remake, has a sequel as well? It's nothing like the sequel to the original one.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen the sequel to the original Hills of Eyes with the dog with the flashbacks? And
oh my god, yes!
It's so awful. It's just the first film. Yeah, it has a dog that's having flashbacks to the first film. So, because the first one has dogs in it, and one of them gets away or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's watching these bikers and, like, in the cannibals, and just like, hey, remember when I'm a dog and these things happened?
Hey, Wes Craven has nothing to do with that, does he?
No, he did, actually. He directed that. But he says that
love it was purely Wes Craven.
For a money kind of thing.
I love Wes Craven.
Yeah.
Might be writing about him soon.
Oh, subtle hint. Let's place bets on what the next one is.
Or maybe it'll be somebody whose name rhymes with Schmudger Schmurman.
Clive Barker.
Oh, that would have been good too. The person who did it before me did really weird ones, like Christina Ricci.
Huh.
Why?
Yeah!
In
horror?
Like, in horror?
As a horror icon.
What horror has she done?
Like,
the
Addams
Family?
I guess. I will be honest with you, I didn't read all of it, because...
Because you didn't write it, fuck it.
Because fuck that bitch. No, but she did do mostly women, so fair play, because I haven't done any women yet, and the next few aren't going to be women. But, yeah, Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
Now, Daniel Harris, fair enough.
Yeah. Oh, I saw, what's her film? Would You Rather? No.
Would You Rather is a good film, and it's not Daniel Harris.
No, what's her one called? Stalfers, I think.
See No Evil?
No, she directed it. Harris. La La La, this is not a big delay.
Would You Rather is really good. It has June Squibb. I'd love her to get Best Supporting Actress for Nebraska.
As Sasha Grey.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, she's terrible. She's supposed to have a Southern accent, but it comes and goes.
Among Friends.
Oh.
I saw that. It starts off with a lot of promise and all kind of thing, but didn't end up too great at places, I didn't think.
I like Daniel Harris.
I like her a lot, yeah.
I like when she's naked in Hatchet 3.
Yeah. Whoa.
Does anyone know why they recast the lead actress in Hatchet, between Hatchet and Hatchet 2?
Well, you should know, best friend of Adam Green.
I know I should.
Honestly, this guy.
Damn it, Adam, why won't you answer my calls?
Wasn't it a while
before? I'll be the new Joe Lynch.
Could it be monetary? Contract, really.
All right, maybe they just wanted to take Danielle Harris wants to do your film. Oh, fuck, I'll take her instead.
That's what I was going to say. I think it was just a case of Danielle Harris wants to do it.
Yeah,
fucking.
Because I've been listening to the podcast and they don't mention it at all. They mention her a lot, but they never mention why she was the lead in the second and not the first.
I'm sure there's rumors going around about it, like on the Wikipedia and shit.
Oh, probably.
Google a blowjob. Yeah. The real question.
Speaking of,
God!
I've been watching, the only thing I haven't seen is properly is Chillerama, but I watched, like, Spiral. Mm-hmm. And I saw Hatchet 2 finally.
Oh, did you like it?
I did, actually.
Yeah,
it's only one I'm not a fan of is the first one.
It's one of those series that's really, really strange because it just gets better with each installment. Because the first one on its own, it's very schlocky and very low budget. But
really drunk when I saw it.
I still love it. I know you don't. But then I do feel like Hatchet 2 is a massive improvement. And then Hatchet 3 was even better.
Hatchet 2, though, it's still very linear, though. It's literally like, hey, let's get the gang together. Hey, let's go to woods. And now we're all dead. That's the end, pretty much.
Yeah. It was good. The marketing campaign for Hatchet is one of my favorite marketing campaigns. Ollie just reminded me about the trailer for it, which is great. But when he was marketing Hatchet, it was like, not a remake, not a Japanese one. And it's like old school American horror, which it totally is, in fairness to him. I don't know. I love me some Victor Crowley. I love that moment in Hatchet 3. I know I keep talking about it, where it's like old Jason versus new Jason.
Mm.
Don't you love it in Holliston when he's crying because he's been replaced? It's so good.
It is so good.
And it's like Freddy versus Jason. Damn it!
Have you pre-ordered your new season, the second season of Holliston yet?
No, because I think I'll get merch as well when I get it.
Mm.
I guess you did with it.
I did.
I knew you would.
I didn't even think of actually.
Dirty
actually.
Whore.
I need to get the
Mega. I thought of you!
I know, you always
need to get the Mega 64 box set.
My cousin wants one, so if you're getting one, let me know. And I'll pick up one for him too.
You know it's $64?
Oh, yeah. I'm making money, sort of. Okay, so I spent my money on stupid shit, but still.
Did you buy anything horror-related?
Horror-related lately? Yeah. I mean, I still think the Shin Pads t-shirt, that is like my favorite fucking t-shirt.
Yeah, awesome.
I actually said that was my favorite piece of merchandise of the whole year in my, best of 2013.
You got some for Christmas, right?
For Christmas horror stuff? I mean, I got the really cool Michael Myers t-shirt off you guys and the cleaver necklace, which was so cool.
From Sarah, from GorePress.
Yeah. It was Freddy.
Yeah. Huh?
Freddy, the bobblehead.
That wasn't a Christmas present. That was just Christmas. My dad was in Spain, and he was in some like random little shop run by some creepy person. And he was like, "Hello, this looks like the kind of place I could get something for my daughter." And he said, "What can you interest me in something?" And this man pulls out a Freddy Krueger bobblehead, and my dad was like, "Sold."
What a good shop.
But that's what
in exchange for he sold his soul,
But I was like, whatever. Where was this shop, Dad? Did you get out alive?
It's like you had to open some sort of box. So a few chains, guy with a bit of nails on his head, whatever.
Did you know he wasn't actually supposed to be called Pinhead?
Yeah.
He had a name. And then they didn't use the name.
You just lead Cenobite.
No, he had an actual name. It was something weird, like Jimmy. Grayson or something. I just read it on Facebook the other day.
Robert.
Like I just need to have a documentary that's going to come out about the Hellraiser films. I don't know if it's going to just be the first three or four, or if it's going to be all of them.
Jesus.
I just finished reading a book about.
You're going to crank over that, aren't you?
I like Hellraiser films.
Joe, that's really rude.
He is, though.
Jesus.
Don't lie.
Christ, Joe.
What's this sticky one?
Joey, stop talking about the...
Gone now.
So what else did you get?
Are you trying to remind me of something? Because I can't think what it is. Christmas was a long time ago.
It was two months ago.
I got like really cool movies. I got like Curse of Chucky. I got Your Next for my birthday actually off Gavin.
Yeah, I got that as well.
So good. You know people are saying that shit now. The tide has turned and people have decided it's shit.
I think it's because people championed it and like... So it went from being something that no one knew about to being something people could champion, and now it's actually getting a big release. Everyone's like, fuck that. But we
didn't have any preconceptions about it whatsoever, and we loved it.
I thought it looked really shit.
Did you?
I really hated the trailer. Remember, you showed us the trailer for that in The Purge. I thought The Purge looked interesting, and that looked awful.
Purge's getting a sequel.
But like The Purge, I really didn't like. I watched it on the airplane back from LA.
Oh, you finally watched it? It's disgracefully bad. It's
pretty shy.
That's the first film I ever saw in the cinema on my own, so it will always be special to me. But in like a, oh my god, why am I watching this? Like, Ethan Hawke, what were you thinking?
Did I ever tell you what the first movie I saw online was?
What?
Jurassic Park 3.
Oh yeah, you did tell me.
I think that's the first one I saw alone.
In Bray.
It would be funny if we were both there at the same time.
Probably were losers.
Jokes are new, it's pretty much like we're there together. It's retroactive.
Hey, you're the loser, you never got to go to the Bray cinema.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's where it was at. Although, the closest sort of experience nowadays is the Lorgan Cinema.
Oh, God.
Which was, I think I told you, we saw Cabin in the Woods, and it was essentially like a big... It was projected, but it was like a big screen TV
size. I was there!
Oh, yeah, okay. So it was like a big screen TV size.
I was there! When you went to see that?
Of course.
There was a screen in Bray Cinema where... Literally, there were 10 rows of seats.
Mm. This was like that, though. It was very narrow, very small room. It was a very small screen, pretty much, and it had the exit light beside the screen, so half the screen you couldn't see because there was light leaking. And then the actual film was kind of shitty printer. I don't know if it was a printer, just really hard to see.
And it was the color of the projected bulb was gone.
Oh yeah, the bulb was gone, which is... Oh. I'm really noticing nowadays, if I see a projector with a bulb that's going, it's so annoying and horrible to see.
It's only when I'm reading Kermode's book that I'm starting to notice... The projections problems as well that he points out. I'm like, shit.
I don't think Bray had ever had problems like that, though.
No, Bray's exits were always at the back, so there's never a solution. Bray's actually great.
I quite like Bray, except for some of the clientele.
When we went to Scream to see Nebraska, and it's like shitty little cinema, the sign was fucking broken. They get everything late, that's how we got to see it. It's run by two nerds, and they're like, oh yeah, whatever. We got in and we're sitting there, we're waiting, and then when it came time to turn the lights off, some woman came in and flicked a light switch. Turned the lights off, and we were like...
She was like, okay, everyone, close your eyes really slowly. Exactly. Like, don't open them until I say. That'd be brilliant.
It was so nonchalant. It was just like...
So no one got to make ooh, jokes.
No, it just was a
fucking shame.
It was all old people as well, obviously, because it was Nebraska. So we were the youngest people there. And then when she flicked it off, we were like, ah!
What's
ruining the magic!
What's the emptiest you've ever been to?
Oh, I know.
I can't even.
I have a really good answer.
Only me. I can't remember to them, but it was me and my mate, and we were getting the person.
Oh. I think I've been in ones where it was just the two of us.
I can beat that. When I saw Cabin Fever in Bray, I was the only person in the cinema. It was opening night.
I love that movie.
I love Cabin Fever.
That's the only Eli Roth movie I like.
I was sat there. I was sitting in the middle of the cinema, looking around. I think I was underage at the time still. I was where is everyone else? Why am I the only one here? And it was actually a really shitty print for some reason as well. Still, I really enjoyed it. And then, towards the end, someone opened the door, and it was two girls, and they sort of saw me, and they kind of just backed away. So I like to think in my mind, maybe they think I'm, a journalist or someone important having a private screening. Or it's probably more they're trying to sneak in and, went, oh, fuck this.
I'm trying to think. Go on.
Okay, one was in Break, and it was in one of the corner screens.
Okay.
They would have these corner screens where, there's only one aisle.
Yeah.
And it was literally either corner of each building or of each floor. We saw Jet Li's Hero.
Oh God. Okay.
Which I think is 4 hours long.
Ooh.
It felt like it was fucking 4 hours long, but it's basically kind of like Rashomon where they tell the same story over and over again.
Uh-huh.
Except
really fucking boring. Yeah. Like, they told the same fucking story like 20 fucking times. And there was 6 of us.
Yeah.
Which, but we were the only ones there. So we started having like, we all sat on our own, like with an entire row to ourselves. And then we started like racing each other up and down the aisles. And then we had another one where we had to like crawl over the seats and like roll over them. And whoever got to the front one, it was crazy. But the other one was the day we got our, I think it was our leaving cert results,
mm-hmm.
but it might have been our junior cert results. The Man Who Sued God was out.
Oh God.
And me and Robbie and Brandon went to see it. Oh, you don't need to know who they are, listeners.
They're not important.
We went to see it and we're like, oh yeah, Billy Connolly in a movie about Billy Connolly doing Billy Connolly things. He's a funny fucker. Let's go see this movie about this funny Scotch fucker.
I know.
It was so fucking boring. We were, it was in the Leary, which is a much bigger cinema.
Yeah.
I just keep knocking shit over. So much animated. Bigger cinema. Like this big like 100-seater screen and we were like the only people there. There was like an old man behind us asleep.
Like in Father Ted, we have to think of other people.
Oh, I was our junior, sir. And I was like, man, everyone else we know is getting so drunk right now.
No.
It's so bad. How about you?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. Like, there have definitely been times when it was just us. I went to see Inside Llewyn Davis, and I went to see it late at night. And I was late. And when I walked in, there was no one else there. And I was like, oh, great. I have to watch this on my own like a sap.
Oh, I saw Love Actually in an empty...
I saw that in German.
One as well, in Enniscorthy.
I like Love Actually.
Why the fuck was I in Enniscorthy?
I don't like Love Actually as much as I love his other films, but I like Love Actually. Did you guys see Inside Llewyn Davis?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Eh.
Yeah.
It was like, it was enjoyable enough, but then it just kind of went nowhere. And...
Is that Bob Dylan at the end? Is that the joke?
That's the joke,
because
yeah.
That annoyed me. I was like, what?
That was spoilers.
He shows up and he's like, it's me.
It's really obviously Bob Dylan, yeah. But I thought I was being stupid and it wasn't. And
no,
I was like...
I saw what they're trying to do. Joke. And I kind of get what they're going for with the whole kind of circular
the
nature
loop,
of it
yeah.
all, and just like it's a loop you don't get out of, et cetera, but I just thought it was a bit meandering, a bit kind of. It wasn't. I like a lot of their other films. I think that's probably one of their weak ones.
You guys
as far as
completely ignored my
Bob Dylan impression.
My Bob Dylan. Impression.
Okay, it's,
we
it's
heard
on,
it.
It's recorded. People
we heard
your
I don't know. I liked Bob it, Dylan. But I thought Oscar Isaac was really good.
There was nothing about it that wasn't, like, it was good. It was, like, from the Coen brothers, it better be good, but it wasn't exactly a film that made me go, this is a film that's important or good and is, like,
did you
know,
see,
Oscar-worthy.
Did you see Her?
I haven't seen Her yet.
I saw that last weekend, I was really disappointed.
Everyone keeps saying that. Like,
really
me,
disappointed.
Me and Ali are hoping to see it soon, and everyone keeps saying we're really not going to like it.
I don't know, I wouldn't say that anyone, I wouldn't assume someone's not going to like something, because my brother does that with me all the time and it pisses me off, but... It sags.
Are you, brother?
It sags hugely in the middle, and it's a bit like what?
Like me.
It's a bit like who cares at the end? I don't know. It was. I don't know.
But yeah,
it's hard to kind of.
We're talking about this before we start recording. The other big Oscar film, Gravity,
which sucks.
Lego Movie.
We'll go into that.
We will talk about the Lego Movie. Don't worry.
But I want to, yeah, Gravity, because Gravity was out in America like a couple of weeks before it came out over here,
mm-hmm.
and it got a massive hype, and like Mark
yeah.
Moe was singing its praises, like even the 3D was amazing, and I went into it and I was really disappointed. I mean, Ali seemed to like it a lot more than I did, but
I know
I saw it and I just it was grand. It was like it was really like, you know, the Apollo 13 kind of, you know, action in space kind of thing, where I was expecting something a bit more introverted, but like it really just ended up being, I don't see where the big deal is. I mean, the script was very clunky, the whole sort of plot of Her and her, like, you know, the car crash or whatever back home seemed a bit
like,
nonsense.
It being nominated for Best Original Screenplay was shocking to me. I was like, what screenplay?
Yeah.
Like,
but
what?
It's like that Buried movie.
And
huh? It was literally space.
Buried in space.
Screaming.
But, see, it wasn't even that. Like, I would have, what I really wanted it to be was, remember that film Buried? The
yeah,
love, in the coffin.
Love
I
it.
Wanted it to be that in space. So like, you know, I thought she got like cut, like, you know, set adrift from the ship and was kind of left floating into nothing.
That's what I thought it was as well from the trailer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I really thought that's what the film was going to be, and then it turns out that no, it's actually this brave American who, if she believes in herself and keeps hopping from thing to thing and every obstacle overcome, she will be okay. And I mean, like, it was shot grand. I didn't think it was.
I thought she was bad though.
I thought
I thought
George Clooney. I thought we're both quite.
I thought her being nominated for an Oscar is a fucking joke.
Yeah, they, I know, they quite buy into them.
Like, I know Meryl Streep, they're pissed off Meryl Streep stuff again. I saw that film and fucking loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Cried my eyes out because that, I felt like that was my family. My mother was going to go see it with her mother and I was no. August Osage County.
Okay.
Which is based on a play by Tracy Letts, and Meryl's up for it and Julia Roberts is up for it, Best Supporting as well. And they're both totally deserved, but people are saying that Meryl Streep is way over the top of it, which she is, but compared to Sandra Bullock, who had a much easier thing because all she had to do was be like, I'm scared. Yeah. Like, you know, space freaks me out. If you were like, Joey, you're in space, I wouldn't, you know, be acting the way she was acting, and I'm not a fucking Oscar winning actress.
Yeah.
It like, hurts my head.
Like, watching it, like, there was just, I really wish it was more like, do you ever see Dark Star, John Carpenter's Dark Star? Like at the end where it's just like the guys, I mean, I know he ends up surfing on a piece of debris into the sun, but like, that kind of thing. I love that kind of idea. But
Okay, spoiled Dark Star for me. The one guy who's trying to get through all the John Carpenter movies.
Well, look, you have started Dark Star. It's like his first one.
I do it chronologically, you fucking human.
I think I started
although that'd
with
be such
thing,
a disappointing
so,
way to watch John Carpenter work. Mm-hmm. Would be starting at the beginning and going to the end would be really disappointing. Although going the opposite way around would be a lot better.
Speaking of Buried, though, which I really love, the guy who did Buried did this movie ATM that I just reviewed. And everyone was fucking going, this is the worst one I've ever seen. This isn't horror, blah, blah. I watched it on Netflix, bored Saturday night, and I loved it.
Yeah.
It's really simple. It's like they get stuck in an ATM vestibule. There's a guy in a hood, and he's kind of terrorizing them or whatever. But it's actually really, really clever because...
Like that episode of Friends?
Or Dawson's Creek.
That is a Dawson's Creek. Okay.
You actually watch that show?
What about... Is it kind of like Phone Booth?
No. I thought it was going to be like Phone Booth. But it isn't. But I don't like Colin Farrell anyway. But it's like, it's
what
three
about
people.
What about her? Katie Holmes.
No. Anyway.
You mean Joey.
For Joey, man, she is too fine. I would have drowned his ass in the creek and shit.
Holy shit, man, you're the DOS.
Doesn't anyone watch the WB? I'm a teen idol, damn it. But I love when Mark Hamill's like, you are not upstaging me, Vanderbeek.
It's a pie fucker. In prison, he'll be
the pie. When it's over, I want you to say, oh, what a lovely tea party.
Yeah, anyway, what were you talking about?
Sorry, we trailed off there.
ATM.
ATM. It's three friends, Josh Peck, Alice Eve, and John, Josh Guarantee. I don't know, whatever, third person. And I love Josh Peck from Nickelodeon, and I love him in The Whackness, and I love him in Mean Creek, which is a really, really sad film. Anyway, they're trapped in this ADM vestibule. That, you know, it's really cold at night. It's a bit... I thought it echoed more Frozen. Now, Frozen is a much stronger film.
I love Frozen.
I love it too. But it's that kind of thing. It's three friends. They're trapped. They kind of start turning on each other. And in the end, it is a survivalist piece, but in the end, it's kind of less about, like, what this guy's doing. Like, at one point, he kills someone in cold blood in front of them, and that's what really freaks him out. There are moments when you think, like, there's three of them. Why don't they just rush him? Because there's only one of him. But I thought it was such a simple premise, and it wasn't overplayed. Like, it could have been kind of thing, but it isn't. I don't know. I thought it was really strong. And I wrote about it for Gore Press, and Sarah was like, oh, I fucking hated that film. And she replied,
I won't put up your review, Joey.
But she was like, oh, I gave it 7 out. She was like, you gave it 7 out of 10. And I was like, yeah, sorry. And she came back, and after she read it, she was like, wow, you really made a case for it. Yeah. Oh.
She's sneezing.
She was like,
leaking everywhere.
She was like, you really made a case for it. It kind of makes me want to watch it again. And I was like, yay.
I have to say, I want to check it out now.
It's worth a watch, I think. I'd be interested, from a filmmaker's perspective, I'd be interested to see what you think of it.
I always like films that are very kind of isolated, like kind of one location area.
Possible. I like it too.
Yeah.
I think it's very brave. Because there's not a whole lot of breathing space. But it can go really wrong, though.
Sure. So like you're gravity. A fan of ATM?
Yes.
Ass to mouth.
Mm-hmm. You never go ass to mouth.
Never?
Never.
Okay, well, sometimes in the heat of the moment.
It's really able to go ass to mouth. Was it you who said we were like Dante and Randall?
I don't know.
I think it was you.
It's you. You say that. You tell everyone. Dante and Randall. I'm the moany one and he's the angry one.
That is so rude of you.
Oh, there we go. Proving your point.
God, Randall.
Oh, I can't believe you'd say that.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
I love Dante and Randall.
Shit, they're getting off the pot.
What's happening with Dirk's Tree, actually?
Nothing, because he's doing Tusk. He's doing Tusk.
Oh, yeah, Tusk sounds cool.
Tusk sounds awesome. Yeah. Are you excited? Yeah. And they're using practical effects. Like, real. They have, like, a whole latex walrus costume.
What happened to hit somebody?
Yeah, what did happen? What actually
people care about that.
No, Hit Somebody was the hockey movie that was split into two movies. It's supposed to be home, Hit Somebody Home and Hit Somebody Away. And then, as far as I remember, last time I listened to the podcast, they changed it into a mini-series. But I don't know what's happened to it since then.
Well, Rob Zombie was going to do a hockey movie as well.
Yeah, he's not
and now he's doing another horror movie, which is amazing.
Kevin Smith has gone from like doing one more movie to being like the two more movies to being like, you know, every horror that he can ever make. Because there's got another one that's going to come after Tusk as well now.
I really like Red State, though.
I love Red
and
State.
And I love that Michael Parks is in it again, so I think he's incredible. So.
I adore Red State.
I love it.
Red State's amazing.
That was a great film.
Ooh, question about Red State while we're on the topic. What do you guys think about the ending? Seven. Wait till I answer.
I really liked it.
Did you like the ending, or did you think they should? Because we were talking about it earlier. Do you think they should have had the apocalypse?
No.
No.
I totally agree with you. I completely disagree with Peter.
I thought
it was braver the way he did it.
Yeah. But see, I thought it was such a great point, because when it's happening, you're like, holy shit, is it actually gone that way? Because it's gone from, it starts off really low key and it just keeps getting more and more extreme, and then it gets to the shootout and everything's more and more intense in Red State.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, then suddenly, like, the horns of God start coming, and you kind of think, oh my God, has the film actually gone? Like, you know, is this going to ruin it, or is it going to be perfect? That's going to have, like, you know, actual apocalypse happen, and these cult creeps were right.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of cuts away to the office where, like, you know, John Goodman's debriefing. And it's like, it's like the big, I think it's one of the best laughs in that film. And it's just such a great, like, one of those kind of, oh.
I loved it. What did you think? You preferred
you
it.
You seem like you hated it. You're shaking your head.
I just want to say, do you remember the feeling you got when you heard those horns?
Yes.
And you're like, what the fuck is going on?
That feeling in like the pit of your stomach.
Where you're, and like John Hurt, that's not John Hurt.
John Goodman?
Michael Parks. He thinks Michael Parks is like an American John Hurt. Kind of agree, you kind of see it.
I can see that.
Michael Parks is all like, yeah, it's the end of the world is ending, and you're hearing this crazy noise, and you're like, what the fuck could that possibly be? And I think there's just that feeling, that complete surprise, and like, I don't know, it was, I think if it had been handled right, that could have been mind-blowing, where it's just like, there's this thing and this bad situation, and then by the time they get out of the situation, the world fucking ends, and everyone's like, what the fuck? And that's a really bad way to explain it, but I think it would have been very...
I don't think it could have been done right, though.
I think it would have broken my brain to watch, and I would have welcomed that. But yeah, like, they didn't have the money for it. So
But isn't it like, he initially did have that ending written, but like, it would have made it from being like...
It was a kitty!
Yes, there's a kitty outside.
No, but she was going like this and waiting for something, and I was like, is it a child? Is it a dog? It was a kitty.
Okay.
Aww. But it would have gone from being like a $5 million movie to being like a $50 million movie just for that ending thing. Although, like, if you ever...
Richard knows things about money.
I know. I had money.
Eat the pistachios.
No.
I don't know, but sometimes...
I eat the tasty ones. I've had enough.
Sometimes an ending can just be so weird or so out there that you're like, yeah.
Peter, do you want the pistachios?
No, I don't want any of this fucking gross shit. Stick it up your butt!
Do you want the pistachios?
What's in them?
Pistachio.
Chocolate. You shouldn't be eating chocolate either, smelly farts.
I mean, I'm on a treat day. I'm having a cheat meal with Richard and Ali.
Cheat day. It's hell day for me because of the
cheat day.
Cheat day of cheat.
But, have you guys seen This Is the End?
It smells like
I really like This Is the End.
I never saw it.
I prefer The World's End. You hate The World's End.
I didn't like The World's End at all.
That's the one with all the famous people.
Yeah, Seth Rogen and what's his name? Jay. Blah, 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 blah.
Baruchel. Baruchel.
Yeah. I believe
it. I didn't get to see either because everyone I know went off and saw The World's End without me.
I was in England and we had to see it.
So you didn't miss out much. I was really let down by
The World's End. I loved it.
I really think it was such a letdown. I think Hot Fuzz is probably the best. Well, actually, no, Scott Pilgrim was the best movie. What's his name?
Edgar Wright's done. Edgar Wright. Agreed.
What? Not a Fistful of Fingers?
I don't know what that is.
So therefore, no.
It's a film Edgar Wright made with his mates when they were teenagers.
Oh, is this like...
I've seen that!
The one where they're like smashing each other's heads in their watermelons and stuff.
Yeah.
That sounds great. That's on the Shaun of the Dead DVD, isn't it? Or the Hot Fuzz one?
The Hot Fuzz one, because it was filmed in the same town as they filmed.
Mm. I liked it. I prefer Hot Fuzz.
I thought The World's End was just... Especially after Scott Pilgrim.
Joey,
After Scott Pilgrim, I was really expecting it to be... I just thought it was better, but it felt like kind of a lazy film. And I know everyone was sort of saying like they liked the first half and they didn't like the second half, but like I wasn't too bad about that. But the second half did tend to be a lot more kind of standard kind of aliens, let's run and
it was,
fight.
It
and
was
then,
there
like,
aliens
I,
in it.
Yeah.
Oh, you see the trailers.
It was great to see how he knew how to choreograph fight scenes in Scott Pilgrim, though. That was cool.
Although Scott Pilgrim ones were still better.
Oh, totally.
Scott Pilgrim was just awesome. Mm. If you haven't seen Scott Pilgrim, go ahead and buy like 10 copies
of
it.
Speaking of awesome movies that might be for kids.
Scott Pilgrim's not for kids. Go away, ghost.
What is that?
That's someone hoovering in the hall, which is weird because today is not hoovering day. Anyway.
Oh, no, the fan noise you hear is my laptop. There's something banging out there.
Yeah, that's the ghost. Whatever. Yeah, the Lego Movie.
Yeah.
The Lego Movie was so good. It was so good. We went to see it. It was so good.
I really want to see it. Is it good?
It's awesome.
Who wrote it? What are the names?
Clone High people.
Yeah, what are
I forget their names. The guys who wrote and directed Clone High and also Cloudy and Cloudy 2, which we love. There's a leak in the boat. I love it. But it's so good. Do you know what? It's one of those movies where the reviews have been overwhelmingly positive, and then people start talking about, oh, well, someone said it was shit. Where does that come from? Are you just saying that to be different? I have not heard one negative.
You get that with everything, though. You always have someone who wants to go against the crowd. That was like the whole, was it Dark Knight or something like that? One person gave a bad review, and it was because they purely just didn't want there to be completely positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's lame. Tomatoes. And embarrassing.
Which Dark
Tomatoes?
Tomatoes?
The Dark Knight.
The Joker one.
Oh.
That was a near perfect film.
That was fine.
That was great.
That was, though, like beautifully shot, beautifully acted, well edited, well...
Me and Ali had a romantic Valentine's Day where we watched all three Batman films.
I know, we saw that.
In a five-star hotel, so, like, that's what made it romantic, because that bed was really
long. Call me Bane, bitch.
Yeah, no, I didn't, ever.
No, no one did. Did you do the voice?
I did not see a vagina until I was already a man.
He can do a really good Bane. Do of course.
Of course.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, that was sticky.
Yeah, so Lego Movie.
It was so...
Because I really, really want
to... No, this one doesn't work.
Too much water.
I want to know what you think of it. It's one of those ones where the 3D... I would have preferred to see it in 2D, but there was only one 2D showing that day, so we had to go see it in 3D.
Why? Does it make a difference, you think?
Well, that all just because it's darker, and it's such a bright film, because it's the Gecko.
I hate when you see a film that you feel should be bright. Like, Star Trek Into Darkness was like that. It felt like it should be quite bright and vibrant, and then...
Star Trek into Darkness?
Yeah, well done, Trek Richard. It's not Star Trek into the light. I said it weird.
Yeah, you did. You're so fucked up. Jesus, Joey, why'd you even bother?
Actually, I've been watching a lot of Star Trek recently.
Yeah, you have. I'm tweeting about it. It's hilarious.
I've been tweeting about Star Trek because it's really fucking weird.
Follow Peter's Twitter at Shoehead, SHEWHEDD. That's not good spelling, kids. Don't spell it like that.
Well, someone else had taken Shoehead. It was like no one. It was, you know, when someone has your name, but they've only tweeted once, and you're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I found there's a production company, Slaney, who we did Sodium Party and Joe Bryan's with. She's about to work on a film in London.
Yeah.
And the company that made the film is called Rich Waters Films.
Fuck off!
So confusing.
You should go see them and be like, excuse me!
And then, like, so I decided it would be funny to, like, tweet them or follow them. And then they tweeted me back. I was like, they literally did it 5 or 10 minutes after I found them. And I got so confused. I was like, Rich Waters has followed you. What? How did I do that? What?
Loser!
Yeah. I'm a sad, sad man. What can I say?
Star Trek. I'm on the 5th season. Mm. It just got added to Netflix over here. The Yanks have all 8. They have all 8. They have DS9 up. They have Voyager, which is terrible.
Why has so much stuff gone off Netflix, Peter?
Licenses.
So stupid. There's 3 Kevin Smith movies on there.
Ours is not as good as the American one. So.
But like, get the proxy thing so you can just watch stuff from the US one, can't you?
I have a European account.
Yeah.
Don't do anything illegal.
Well, hypothetically, you can get an easy add-on to find, and you can watch things like The O'Briens on Hulu in America.
I did that so I could watch it. Yeah. So I don't know why I haven't watched it. I think I was distracted.
You just hate me, that's why.
I think I was distracted by a Come Down With Me marathon.
Oh, Jesus.
I saw a really racist episode of Star Trek.
Was it with Colin Meaney? What's this new
Colin
one?
Colin was in it, actually.
There's a new one I was telling Peter, a new Irish movie called Cavalry or Calvary, whatever.
Yeah, big hype among the Irish one.
But I finally saw a trailer for it, and it's literally like a who's who of Irish people. It's like Dylan Moore and Ard O'Hanlon, fucking Daniel Gleeson, Peter Keenan over here, Chris O'Dowd. Like, seriously.
Films before, you know.
I know you have. That's why I said you're in it, in the background with a bucket on your head going.
Man on Bike 3.
Man on Bike 2 was taken. But it just looks... I'm so sick of Irish movies. Like, I hated The Guard. I just was like... I just thought...
It's a great movie.
Not funny. Not interesting. Who cares about these fucking country people?
You haven't lived in Bray with Garda Brendan.
I thought The Guard was...
Brendan Gleeson.
Did you like it?
I thought it was... I really didn't like it.
Because
the Irish films, like, up until the last 2 years...
They're very... Do you feel like they're very hit and miss? You get something like Intermission, which is seems to capture the spirit.
But I didn't like Intermission.
I really like it.
No, because I think that was very hyper-realistic version of Dublin. And I think that's not what we portrayed. Well, The Guard, I think, is actually more accurate portrayal of Irish people.
It's definitely more accurate, you're right.
So I was kind of like, but it was a really refreshing way of doing it. And it was comedic, because we are funny people who are very self-deprecating. And it had that on...
I'm just sick of the sad Brendan Gleeson. I can't take any more.
Well, I just liked him.
So you didn't, oh yeah, you didn't like In Bruges either.
Oh my God. Do you remember me during In Bruges?
Yeah, she was weeping.
I was absolutely inconsolable. When he was climbing that fucking... I thought, oh my God. Why can't it be Colin Farrell? Nobody fucking likes him.
Because he's the young fella. He's the old whatever. Fella. He's dying for... So
there's this really great part in the Lego movie with Liam Neeson.
You're all over the fucking shop here.
I'm not gonna... Will I spoil it? It's not really a spoiler.
No,
it's
don't. Nice. No, we're going to see it. We want to enjoy it.
Okay, but you'll know what it is. If you're Irish, it's really cool.
Yeah. Ali, can we see... Lego movie?
Yeah, everyone.
But also, Liam Neeson does the voice of his dad as well. Oh. And Peter thought he was from Galway, but he's from the north.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
Huh? Whatever. Joey thinks everyone who's not from Dublin is just country. So...
God, that's such a nuking attitude.
Technically not from Dublin, and we are not country either.
Sorry.
I don't know what that was.
The kids
are on the bike rack again.
It sounds like people having sex.
That kid is on the escalator!
Jesus, how many fucking Kevin Smith references can we do in one thing? 37.
Yeah, if you hear like this really awful banging. if you hear a really awful bang outside, that's just these kids. They fuck around out there. I hate them. I hope they all die.
I think our turtles. You probably hear our turtles moving around as well.
They're wrecking again.
Calm down, babies.
You hear Joey doing a ruffle fart.
You know,
I'm not farting.
So you like the Lego movie?
I loved it.
Do you apart from, part?
I have one problem with casting, which I've already discussed with you. It was the casting of Alison Brie instead of Kristen Schaal, who I think would have been better in that part because she's very good at doing.
Was Kristen Schaal up for that? Was she doing something else maybe?
Oh, she probably was. I just think she would have been better because I love Kristen Schaal as a voice actress and as a regular actress also.
I don't know who she is.
She sounded a lot like.
You do know her. She was in. Did you ever watch Flight of the Conchords?
No. Oh, is your one the one with like the black hair and kind
the,
of
like
nose?
Loopy one, yeah.
Oh yeah, she's in 30 Rock as well.
Exactly, that was it. 30 Rock. She's great.
I like Alison Brie a lot.
Yeah. I liked her in Scream 4. That was good. But otherwise, no.
But Slaney was telling us about another, speaking of Irish films, but you know, segues. She was
Scattershot fucking.
Well, Peter, you seem so frustrated at our lack of
as long as if you have a plan. Where's your plan?
It's up here, baby.
But yeah, she was talking about the short film, this Irish film called Ghost Train, that I haven't seen yet.
Oh my God.
It's apparently supposed to be very good. It's a short, though. There's a trailer online, and I just have to check
it. Is it the ghost of a train, or is it a train full of ghosts?
The ghost of a train would be a crate movie. Although, did you ever read that
crate
list?
Movie.
A crate movie. Did you ever read that list on Cracked of really shitty horror movies, and it has, like, Ginger Dead Man, but then it has, like, one where there's a killer elevator, and a killer bed, and a killer fridge.
It's the least scary villains. It was a great list. A really good list. Yeah. But I did that list first, Cracked.
Did you? Cracked?
What was your list?
Cracked.
I'd had, like, I think one of mine was actually Victor Crowley. I think. Because I'm just like...
Yeah, but yours is like, you know, proper. As opposed to everyone's like, here's a bed.
Yeah.
Some rabbits.
In fairness, if you looked into it, you could probably find way worse. I like the Ginger Dead Man, though. But he was on my list, too.
That's such a bad
film. Ginger Dead Man versus Evil Bong.
I bought a fucking account.
I bought
the account of Full Moon Entertainment so we could watch that at my birthday. And then, like, Ali's internet stopped working so we couldn't. And I've had that subscription for like about four months.
Yeah.
And still haven't watched a single fucking movie off that website.
That sucks. Did you have to pay for it?
Yeah, it's like a tenner a month, which is really good if you think about it. But like, I don't know. Hey guys, want to watch Ginger Dead Man and Evil Bong?
Yeah.
We could do like a commentary right now. trying to think. Oh yeah, I saw this film that was it was on NUHO, the new Hollywood online film festival that Sonya Hardy's in.
Yes.
I say by the time that this goes up, it'll be too late for Sodium Party because that's on Monday the 24th. But this festival, it's online, so you go, it's worldwide, you go and you check these films, there's a different film every day, and it's only for the one day.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part.
What? Why are you kicking me for?
Sorry.
Jesus! I didn't do nothing to you!
There's this one film, though, and you might have seen it or heard of it, called The Battery.
Yes.
That is about two baseball players who are, it's like post-apocalyptic, it's an after-zombie world, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
So it's these two guys walking around, one of them kind of tries to cancel out the world with headphones, and also, it's kind of the kind of double way about it is like The Battery, because they were playing with baseball bats, and they kill zombies with baseball bats. They use batteries in the guy's headphones all the time, so batteries are a running theme, and then battery because, you know, assault and battery.
Yeah.
So it's actually quite a decent film. Like, it's really low-key, it's really independent. I remember what got me wanting to watch it was on one of Bloody Disgusting's lists of best films of the year. One of them put it, or a few of them put it on, I think. I don't know if I put it as one of the best films of the year, but because the still they always use was them trapped in a car and there's just zombies around it, which I thought, again, I love that idea of a real insular film. Like, oh, imagine a film where it's these guys just trapped in a car.
Remember
that film Stalled we saw?
Yeah, it was great.
At Fright Fest, the guy stuck in the bathroom.
Follows me on Twitter.
Does he?
Yeah.
Ah, cool.
Wasn't that part of ABC's of Death?
No.
No, that's a stop motion thing.
No, ABC's of Death fucking sucks ass.
But
God, I hate that film.
But Stalled has been getting really bad reviews on Amazon in America.
It has?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with people. It's a great film.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Probably because it's very British, though.
Maybe. But The Battery, it's like really... I thought it was going to be more these guys trapped in this car with zombies around, which I was hoping for. So again, like Gravity, I was disappointed because it wasn't a film I was kind of thinking it would be.
Yeah.
But it's ended up being quite a nice film with these guys going around, and one of them, the guy who keeps trying to cancel the world out with music, he doesn't want to listen, he doesn't want to kill zombies, he leaves that up to the other guy. And, you know, he's kind of in a funk because he's like, you know, his life is gone. And he can't have life the way he ever wants it again.
Yeah.
The other guy is kind of like, listen, this is the way things are now. Stop listening to your music. What happens if a zombie comes and tries to get you?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the movie. I mean, events happen and they do get trapped in a car. But, like, that's kind of it in the film. Like, there's no big thing with it. So I was a little bit let down by that towards the end. But it was really worthwhile watching. That's, like I said, that's on NUHO. I think, well... By the time this goes up, it's going to be too late for that as well. But that's a big enough film, so I'd say that'll be out on DVD soon and kind of a wide enough release, or well, maybe VOD release. Yeah, I like that. It'd be interesting to see what you think, but it's an interesting kind of way to do an indie film or like an indie zombie film.
Yeah.
It's not really kind of cheesy or whatever. It's one of those serious kind of films, you know? It's very, you know, the tone of Marty Martin, May Marlene, where it's just really kind of, everything's quiet, everything's stripped back, everything's just like literally these guys in this kind of middle of nowhere. And then, like, there's some zombies that they beat the shit out of.
Ah.
Like, there's no big tongue-in-cheek thing. Actually, speaking of zombies, so... Oh, I'm sorry, am I boring you?
Yes, no.
I was thinking about this the other day. You know the way there's, like, the whole zombie boom and zombie craze and all kind of thing?
Yes.
And I really don't know if there's been that many zombie movies that have been that good from the last... from the kind of boom. I mean, like, the Dawn of the Dead remake was cool, but, like... I know there's low. I can't really think of many good zombie movies from the last few years. Like, there's been no kind of Return of Living Dead, or Brain Dead and stuff like that, and Reanimators.
Do you wanna party?
It's party time! Do you wanna party?
Okay.
I was thinking about it though, because you get a lot of kind of films that are trying to capture that magic. Like, I always think that what's it called? Dead Snow tries to capture that kind of magic. And
I really didn't like that, did you?
I really didn't like it.
Dead Snow's like 5 years old now at this point.
Yeah. Remember Frankenstein's Army?
There's a second one coming out. Oh god, that was a fucking shit movie.
Like the worst one I've ever seen.
Snow 2.
But like, I really, yeah, it's just, it seemed like it was trying to be, kind of take the gimmick thing of like, Return of the Living Dead's like, it's punk rock zombies. Ooh. And this is like, it's Nazi zombies. Ooh. And then it turned out to be really disappointing.
Actually, Dead Snow kind of came in the middle of the weird Nazi boom.
Yeah.
There was like, yeah. this one summer, like, all these movies got announced. Like, one only recently actually came out, which was Iron Skies.
Oh, that's been, yeah, that's, they have a sequel to that coming out now.
And then, of course, Dead Snow, which barely got finished. And then there was another one about Nazi zombies invading, I think it was Denmark.
Okay.
But they, all in all the teasers and stuff for it, they had, like, they were messing around with the idea of them being zombies, so they were, like, zombie paratroopers tied to balloons just floating around, like, and stuff like that. And, like, they have, like, amphibious assaults on this one beach, and they all just walk up out of the water, and there's, you know, people there building sandcastles. They're like, oh, no! I forget what that was called, but I don't think, don't think anything ever came of it.
Yeah, it's like trying to capture those kind of big movements, the exploitation movements and all of that, like, you know, from the 60s up to the 90s that were kind of happened.
What's
like
our movement been?
Found footage.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that may be torture porn.
In video games, it seems like the zombie boom has actually kind of, it's produced a couple of pretty good games. Like, there's DayZ, there's State of Decay is pretty good.
World War Z was dreadful too.
I like World War Z. But at the same time, it's not exactly a film that's gonna like make everyone go like, you know, it's not Night of the Living Dead.
Joey, why are you, stop doing that. But, ruining our audio here. There is Project Zomboid just got fixed. Which was something I backed years and years ago, and someone broke into the developer's house and stole their computer.
Ooh, Jesus Christ. Terrible.
Yeah, so no one thought like anything was ever going to come out of it, and I kind of went quiet for a bit, but came back. There's a lot of people making games in the less of the let's go kill zombies and more of the zombie survival kind of.
Yeah,
tell Richard about the alien one that you were telling me about. That sounded cool.
Oh, yeah. A couple of months ago, we'll let Joey step over this thing. I've already told her about this.
What?
Yeah, so the aliens games haven't been very good in the last few years. There's Colonial Marines, which had, like, I think took 4 fucking years to get done. There was that one AVP game that came out about 3 years ago that was really bad, and it's kind of just, it's one of those things where, like, first, they kind of ruined the IP anyway, doing AVP, I think. Mm.
Although, like, the earlier games, that were good.
I mean, there was the arcade game, there was the 2 first-person shooters from when we were kids. They were great, but kind of after that, they made the movies. They were atrocious, terrible fucking movies. And they recently made the 3rd AVP game, and it was shit. It was terrible. So, some studio, I can't remember the fucking names, I'm sorry, put out a trailer and some extra information for an Alien game.
Yeah.
Right?
I saw this, yeah.
Not AVP, not Aliens, but Alien. It's based on the original movie, it's
Ridley Scott film, yeah.
Ridley Scott, that's his name. Not James Cameron. That's what I was doing. I was like, yeah. Terminator. But, and you play as Ripley's daughter, who she kind of leaves behind in between both movies. I think by the end of the start of the second movie, her daughter's already an old woman or already dead or something.
Yeah, that's what's kind of filling in that gap.
But it's like she ends up on a space station somewhere, alone, being hunted by.
I leaned on Yoda, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't lean on Yoda. But she
Yoda,
ends
show
up,
us where she touched you.
She ends up on a space station, and they've modeled the space station like the Nostromo. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, it's bigger than Nostromo, but they've done, like, all the seating is the same, mm-hmm. all the style walls and everything, rather than how things you get with the AVP games where they just base everything on the colony they're in. This is, like, you know, everything's all white, but also really old and shitty. And yeah, it's just you and the people talking to you on the radio, and stop flicking the lights.
I'm sorry, it was getting dark.
It's going to get real dark
and
soon.
And just one xenomorph, and that's it. It's hunting you.
I've been reading about this as well, about it's like it hunts you. That's the way the game is. And like, you don't, I don't know if you initially have a weapon or if you ever get a weapon,
It's too fucking bright for it.
So like
you have tools and stuff. You get like welders.
But like the whole game is like you're. I saw like a little bit of gameplay footage, and I mean it's early stuff. I'd say at this point, but
yeah,
like you see the character, and then the alien comes in the room. And you duck down behind something, but you can only stay there so long because the alien will kind of sneak around.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me. Yeah,
and you have to run around. You have to try and hide, and like it is about running away. It's not about going shooting up all the aliens and.
Shooting
bang, bang, bang. It's all about, like, it is the kind of...
It's about outsmarting somebody.
Yeah,
it's
funny. Is it more like kind of that Metal Gear Solid kind of thing, is it? Where you have to be sneaky around? Or...
It's no, it's...
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, I don't know.
The new Metal Gear Solid's coming out, like, next month. What are you talking? No, it's more like games like, what's it called? Penumbra? I think that was... Or is it Pathologic? Stuff like that, where there's a thing hunting you. There are certain games where...
Penumbra doesn't sound like a word.
The P is silent.
Fuck, I wish I could remember what it was. There's this game where you're being hunted by creatures and you're not able to look at them. Because if you look at them, you go insane.
Oh, I know that one.
I know the one you mean.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like that. You don't see a lot of glimpses of the xenomorph itself. Because if you've stayed too long to look at it, it gets you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just tears you to shreds, which is great. So it's a lot of just awesome. Like ducking and hiding and running. As well, when it sees you and just like trying to get away and get into another section of the ship, so it looks good. I should probably check that out. I'm scared the shit out of myself with it. So.
Yeah,
maybe
awesome.
I make you play some harder games. You see,
no,
you should play Silent Hill.
But Joey only likes Mario.
Get your dick out of Silent Hill.
What
Silent Hill?
It feels so good.
I remember when the movies came out, Richard was like, "This could be good."
I like the first Silent Hill movie. The second one was really shit.
But we were going to watch that when we watched Human Centipede, and then I couldn't stomach any more because I was so sick after Human Centipede. Remember that? And then Richard was like, it was the chicken. It was just the chicken.
It was so
the
chicken.
It was the chicken. It wasn't the film. It was the chicken.
Yeah, it wasn't the people sewn.
Yeah, it wasn't the people eating poo.
There's nothing in that film. Watch Human Centipede 2 and then you can complain about it.
I watched Human Centipede 2 and it was boring.
Did you?
Yeah.
When?
No, a while ago. That's the one with the baby, isn't it? With
the
and with the sandpaper.
Yeah.
And the really bad acting. He's in the car and he's like, "See, yeah, he didn't like me when we met him because I wouldn't."
He doesn't say anything in the film though.
I know.
His really bad acting was like.
It is over the top though, but I guess
that's like that's the point.
I guess that's how they asked him to play it. Like he's not a bad actor. I'm just kind of like.
I still, you know my thoughts on that film. I think it's very good. But then again, if the third one comes out and it's like the same thing again, like but trying to be.
I know you're really hoping that he is just trolling
everyone.
I know,
I'm hoping he's a great artist, but I don't know. I'm worried.
If he is, then respect to him genuinely. But
yeah,
I don't.
But if not,
respect. Speaking of horror movies, though, last year started off with Texas Chainsaw 3D, which we really loved, and it was really fun and also had boobies.
Yeah.
But.
You loved them boobies.
They were amazing boobies.
The boobies were covered by like the shirts that just didn't show the nipples.
It was the shirt that did not move, and it was and we were like, come on with the fuck the chainsaw. We don't care about the chainsaw.
Real horror of the movie.
Fuck the chainsaw.
But then at one point she starts running away, and she has time to button just one button, and we were like, yeah. What film are we watching again? Anyway, this year has started off in a much less interesting way.
Where was the Lego movie?
We've had horror movies. We've had Paranormal Activity, the marked ones, which was disgraceful, even by Paranormal Activity standards, and Devil's Due, which I reviewed for Goregrass.
Devil's Due.
Well, that's the American way of saying it, but I don't talk about that.
So you say Devil's Due.
Devil's Due, like tuna, not like tuna.
It is
tuna.
Tuna.
But like, what happens if you want to talk about a Jew?
A Jew?
Yeah, it's not Devil's Due.
Whatever.
Like the devil and all of his, you know.
Anyway.
The devil's bar mitzvah.
I think the year has started off really, really, really.
Devil's Hasidic Jew.
It started off really sort of with a whimper with these two films. Like Devil's Due. It's found footage, right? But it's like, I know you kind of have a lot of respect for found footage in a lot of ways, but. Like, when it's done right, it can be okay, but this is, like, one of the worst found footage setups I've ever seen in my life. It starts off with this guy talking into the camera, and the girl going, "Why are you filming everything?" And he goes, "My dad always used to film everything," and I thought it was really sweet. So that's
what
I'm doing.
Is the one where the baby is?
It's
Satan.
It's basically, I described it as Rosemary's Baby for the Paranormal Activity generation. That is not in any way a recommendation of this film. The big money shot, which is when she gets impregnated, nothing happens. She's lying on...
Money shot.
Oh, Lord. She's lying on this... oh, there. Speaking of money, their devil symbol, their satanic symbol, looks like a euro. And I mean, it really looks like a euro. So when you see it painted everywhere, it's like, what? The money? But when she gets impregnated, she's lying on the big euro sign. Her dress just flutters. And he watches this footage, sees this happening, and then runs away to tell someone instead of keeping this footage safe because it's evidence.
So there's no getting raped by a huge monster?
Not at all. Do you know which film did it better?
It looks like a euro.
Doesn't it? Do you know what film did it better? And Richard will agree with me, and Ali. Lords of Salem.
Oh,
remember when she got impregnated? That was terrifying. It was like this little weird pig baby thing that was like, hey. And she's like, that was so scary. This was literally,
There's nothing that's really captivating me at the moment. I can't even think of
anything. I can't even think of anything that's coming out.
I think the only thing I've seen that's coming out that hasn't come out is like Battery and Cold Water, which is a home invasion thing that's, you know, it's grand. It's nothing too big to shake about.
When's Godzilla coming out? Next year?
This year's not.
It's going to be summer, is it?
I think that could be good.
The fourth person.
Or it could be.
I really didn't like Monsters this year.
You didn't like Pacific Rim either.
Monsters 2 is out this year.
Yeah.
Is it by the same guy or someone else?
Apparently the same guy, but set in the Middle East.
Yeah, Gavin gave us Monsters to watch.
And what did you think?
Eh,
I really hated it.
That was one of the ones where Kermode was like, but there are no monsters in this.
Well, I mean,
he was like giving out because he was like, false advertising.
But yeah, they're going to this kind of zone where there's supposed to be all the monsters and all kind of thing. But, and I know how the guy did it. He literally, it's all improv as they went along. He just
Is it?
Yeah.
That explains
it. And that explains
a lot.
It. Like, it's really admirable that way. But watching the film, it's just like, this is so boring. Like, I was expecting monsters, and even without the monsters, it's still so boring. Like, where's, like, anything? I don't care about these characters. Like,
I mean, if you take something like A Field in England, where it's kind of just people and weird things, you know what I mean? That kind of sets the bar high that you don't need to be like, here's this big thing. But when you're promising that, and then you don't deliver it, and what's happening also isn't interesting, it's
I mean, at the end, what you get, like, I remember near the gas station, there's, like, the big monster thing. That just really reminded me of the shot of, like, the Transformer thing from Terminator Salvation.
Mm.
And, like, it was really underwhelming. I think that's what I didn't like. For Pacific Rim, I think what I find...
You really didn't like, but that was really oversold to you in
fairness. It was. And I think that's what happened with Gravity as well. I think I'll watch them again and kind of be a little easier on them.
I think the reason we love Pacific Rim so much is because we literally hadn't seen anything at all. And we were just going, What? I'm comfortable.
Get your legs off me.
I'm comfortable.
Yeah, I'm not.
Bitch. You're a bitch. You're a dirty bitch.
You're.
Did you see Anchorman 2?
I didn't see that.
That's disappointing.
All you saw was Hunger Games 2. Which I quite liked. I heard
that was good.
It's actually really good. It is the Empire Strikes Back of that series as well.
Battle Royale 2.
No, don't even talk about Battle Royale 2.
I just wanted to play rugby with you guys.
Yeah, but the year started off kind of with a whimper.
Yeah.
And I can't think of anything. Like, last year was remarkably strong for horror.
Yeah, we had, like, Lords of Salem and American Mary and stuff, and you're next towards the end of it and all.
Although, I don't know if we talked about this in the podcast yet, Ollie, who writes for UK Horror Scene, got into a big fight with somebody on Facebook because I posted my top 10 of the year, and my number one was Lords of Salem. I stand by that. I thought that was incredible. Horror film. And this guy who also writes for UK Horror Scene, who will remain nameless, came along and said, because one of my worst of the year was the Evil Dead remake.
Yeah. And which doesn't hold up.
Which wasn't good.
But doesn't hold up to a second viewing.
And we saw that together, and we were excited about it, and we got to go to the premiere and whatever, and we were still like, whatever. All of the special effects were excellent. But anyway, this guy comes along, and he goes, you should have swapped Evil Dead for Lords of Salem. And I said, sorry, not only did you think Evil Dead was one of the best films of the year, not only did you think that Evil Dead was better than Lords of Salem and the first, like, the number one of the year, you also thought Lords of Salem was shit? He referred to it as pretentious wank. And then went on. Ollie came along and was kind of going, fuck Evil Dead, you know, and just was very, very butthurt about it. This guy was, and basically said, like, Evil Dead was great. And Ollie said, why couldn't they do something different with it? And his response was, well, it's a remake, so they can't.
What
about the fucking Crazies remake?
Yeah.
You know
that's
what I mean?
All the best ones play the simple part of the premise and kind of run a different way.
Exactly.
I mean, sometimes it goes wrong. Like, the Day of the Dead remake sucked, which you're remaking again as well.
But even the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake was, you know, kind of a modern retelling of the same film.
It
was good.
That reminds me, I'm actually starting to hear good things about RoboCop.
Yeah,
I heard good things about RoboCop.
What everyone said to me is it's not bad. It's not good, but it's not bad. It wasn't as bad as everyone was expecting.
And David Edelstein, who's one of my favorite critics from the States, said, was it him? No, I think it wasn't. Anyway, whatever. He said that it's commendable because it's a remake that does try to be something more than a remake.
Apparently,
Gary Oldman is excellent.
A real big fan of the original RoboCop.
It's apparently very... There's no violence and none of that crazy satire.
I haven't...
And when he's going through the transformation, apparently, it's much more... I haven't seen RoboCop in years, so I couldn't even remember.
I mean, as long as it's not Total Recall remake level of shit,
Jesus Christ!
It's supposed to be one of those ones where it's like, hey, you can just watch this on your own. Instead of it being like Total Recall, where the whole time you're just like, oh my god.
That was an awful film. But, you had to watch it with someone so they'd stop you from killing yourself? That was such a fucking bad remake.
But is this where we're heading? Is it going to just be remakes of everything?
Well,
isn't where we're heading. This is where we are. We've been here for a long time.
I think so. I'm trying to think of all the movies that are out right now, and they're all sort of originals.
Well, yeah, we've kind of passed through the eye of the storm.
Yeah, is that what you think?
Yeah.
That's what I think as well.
Like, from Dawn of the Dead really opened up the floodgates to it. And like that's when you got all the remakes. And like there's still a few that people keep talking about, like Scanners and Suspiria and stuff keep being talked about.
Yeah, they're really pushing that Suspiria one.
What the hell was that? I don't know if that happens
yet. Piece of Lego, probably.
I don't know if that happens, obviously, but like, I mean, it's not bad that happens.
There's some of it that's a bit more, you don't really think of them, but they are, and it's
like what?
A little bit more insidious.
Like, ooh, Insidious.
There's a Poltergeist remake coming up, by the way, which Insidious kind of did already, but anyway.
Oh, Lord.
And not remakes, but reboots. They've rebooted Spider-Man last year. They're rebooting Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles this year.
Yeah. I like TMNT, though.
This is not a rebooted TMNT. This is a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but TMNT was a reboot.
Yeah, but that was... No, it wasn't.
That was a sequel.
That was a sequel to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Two?
Yeah,
two.
The second live-action movie.
Well, I really liked it anyway, so I don't care.
TMNT really could have used a sequel.
I really like TMNT. I think it ended
on a cliffhanger. But, what was
like Lego movie.
What the fuck else is coming out? I feel like there's more shit that's like that. That's like
Transformers.
There's a new Transformers. I think there's a new Terminator.
Oh yeah, they're trying to start a new sequel.
Transformers doesn't have LaBeouf though. It has Marky Mark.
Or not a new sequel, but a new.
I like Marky Mark.
Did you guys
see Pain and Gain?
No, is it good? Actually, I was wondering if it's any good.
Because you guys love Michael Bay, and I said I didn't like it, and you said that's because I don't like Michael Bay, but it's not. I love The Rock, okay? The Rock doesn't show up for like half an hour.
Produced by Michael Bay, he didn't direct it.
No, he did direct it.
Oh. Okay.
It's his indie film, apparently.
I'd like to see what you guys think of it, considering you like him.
I know, I would as well. The only film of his, we were actually talking with a friend about this yesterday.
Very overlong.
The only one that we don't really like is
Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Because it's just, it's weird. It's not, it's dwindling. It's,
that was so like, boring.
Wait, you guys like the Transformers trilogy?
I love the Transformers trilogy.
What do you think about what's going on with LaBeouf right now?
Ah, he's a wanker.
Yeah, I think so
actually,
too.
I knew he had a film coming out. And the day it happened, the day it went up and the plagiarism stuff started, I was like right there on top of it, like, ooh. So I watched this film on some sort of link or on Daily Motion or something.
Yeah.
And like, watching this film, going like, oh, it's all right. I was reading through, it's like, oh, well, maybe he just took inspiration.
Yeah,
And then seeing the comic as if you shot for shot, word for word,
yeah.
character for character.
Somebody who, like, obviously you're a filmmaker, I'm a writer, Peter's an artist, Ali's
asleep.
You know, the eye candy. Okay. To us, it was really, really offensive because he came out and he said, oh, you know, I just took inspiration from this. And then James Franco, who's obviously a fucking lunatic, came out and defended him and said, oh, yeah, well, all artists do that. Like, how are you supposed to come up with your own stuff? I was like, are you insane? Like, this poor comic book artist guy who deserves credit is like Shia LaBeouf. Like,
but it's one thing. He didn't take inspiration. It's not like, you know, making a movie about zombies attacking a farmhouse. It's making a movie set in like Pennsylvania with Ben the black guy, Barbara the white woman, with the zombies attacking, shot for shot, word for word.
It's like maybe making Disturbia.
Yeah, which he did. That was a terrible film. He can't act.
I don't think Disturbia is his fault, but someone else's fault.
His apology. Did you hear that? His apologies were plagiarized as well.
And they're saying he's trying to do what Joaquin Phoenix did. It's like if he is, he's not doing it nearly as well.
But you know what happened? Like, I mean, that premiered at like a festival, and like no one ever caught it out, and none of his agents or I guess he must have lawyers and legal people who would watch. No one caught it out and said anything. So when it came out, he was so full of himself going, well, you know, obviously I'm an arty filmmaker. And then, you know, people caught on to it right away and all that shit started happening. And he had his, like, you know, crocodile tear apology pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's just so unusual. It's so bizarre that someone thinks they can get away with it. And, you know, it's one of those, how high can you fall? And he is definitely doing a thing. It's like, Joaquin Phoenix kind of did it as publicity for a film, whereas he's not doing it for publicity. He's doing it because he's fucked up so badly and that he's so out of touch with the real world.
He can't come back from it now.
Yeah, I mean,
he's
he
gone
tried
too
to
far.
Apologize, and he fucked... Well, I think he might have tried to apologize sincerely and fucked it up by stealing someone else's apology.
Again.
And then the only way he get around it is go like... Fuck, you know, I'm gonna do a Billy Joel and say that I'm, you know, I have a problem and need to go to rehab, pretty much. You know?
I mean, apparently on the current film he's working on, because he shaved down his tooth and stuff to play a soldier. Apparently they're all saying he's an absolute nightmare.
Mm.
Like, as I think it's Mia Wasikowska, I can't remember. I think it was her said that she found him very difficult to work with because she was actually afraid of him.
Mm. Like he's
like
one
she
step
was
away
frightened
from
him.
He's one step away from the Corey Feldman's kind
of
thing, you know.
It is a similar kind of thing. One thing I will say, though...
So. He is a child actor.
He is. Even Stevens.
Even Stevens.
One thing that I will say that I find really funny is that, you know, obviously Nymphomaniac is coming out now. That's its own beast.
With the paper bag on his head and shit.
But, like, he said... one of the number one criticism of Nymphomaniac thus far, apart from the fact that it's, you know, totally all over the place, is that Shia LaBeouf not only can't do an English accent, because it's supposed to be English, but apparently he's shit in bed. And that's this criticism of Nymphomaniac, because apparently he kisses with too much tongue... He gives oral sex with too much tongue. And
that's impossible.
Which I thought was strange, but I haven't seen it, so I don't know what they mean. But maybe when I see it, I'll be like,
I can't wait to see it. I like the Irish Frontier a lot.
I know you do. I'm excited to see it. I was going to see it with Ollie next weekend, and then he was like, maybe we shouldn't.
That was on like RT Radio 2, they were talking about it or whatever. So it must be in the big screen. That'd be
it
hilarious to
watch.
It is
literally not possible to give a female woman...
Whatever way,
with too much
whatever way he's doing it, he's doing it wrong. Whatever he's doing it, he's doing it wrong, basically. But I think that's so funny that they're criticizing his performance, like his sexual performance.
Well, he's made himself like public enemy number one by doing a really shitty thing.
He
and
is.
Actually, after being so kind of surrounded by all the LA and Hollywood stuff for the last little while with the O'Briens and stuff.
Can you understand where...
No, I can see how he fell into it. Because it is, if you're in that world, you can become really... Sometimes you can lose perspective of how things actually work. You know, people who put in these things and have integrity. And go and think that, you know, you're okay doing this. I mean, he didn't use that person's story because he thought, I'm inspired by this guy and I want people to see his story. He thought, I like this story. No one
I can pass it off
it, so
on my own,
it
yeah.
yeah.
It's funny that he's turned into this, everyone's going after him. Spike Lee decided to not pay whoever the fuck it was. That they got to make the poster for The Old Boy.
Oh, Jesus, that was interesting.
And no one gives a shit. He wrote the thing where
he
like,
didn't pay them?
You're
yeah.
not my problem.
You
I don't
that.
Give a shit.
I didn't see this.
Like, a graphic artist was kind of contacted by the people doing The Old Boy remake.
Is this the one where he's coming out of the suitcase?
Yeah, so
okay.
to do the poster. And the guy, essentially, he did all this work. He did all these kind of mock-ups. He did some really pretty much finished posters.
Okay.
And they kept sort of leading him on and all. It's like, well, you won't get paid until the final thing is delivered, etc., etc.
Right.
And then just before delivering the final one, essentially, he was fired from it. And they said, no, we don't want your design. You're fired. And then they released the posters and
it's
pretty much identical. I mean, literally, it's like the font has moved around or something like that. And the guy wrote a letter. He apparently tried to contact Spike Lee and all these people. And so what he did is he put an open letter out there and saying, like, you know, this is what's happening. You should know. He doesn't actually attack Spike Lee. He goes like, these are the people you've been working with.
These are just, it's your production company that did this.
Well, I'm sure it isn't him personally anyway, because
no,
why would he care?
Spike Lee
but then the fact he comes back and goes, it's not my problem.
Oh, sorry. Oh, did he respond?
Yeah,
sorry.
But
it's
like, actually, it is your problem because your name is part of
what
you're putting out there, you moron.
His your name's on the top of the fucking poster.
His response was,
if you want your company to do well and if you want people to think you're saying, like, and your image is part of what the issue is, then you shouldn't be like, it's not my problem.
So wait, so he wrote this open letter and then Spike Lee came back and said what?
He said, I don't know who you are. This isn't my problem.
Yeah.
Jesus.
In all
Christ.
Caps, actually. It was really poorly written.
Who is he?
Ryback?
Like, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, the film industry is kind of in dire straits. And I mean, it is the whole film piracy, et cetera, thing. And, like, I mean, I don't think that's a very simple thing to talk about.
It's not.
But, like, I mean, things like all the visual effects houses, like the one that won the Oscar for Life of Pi, went out of business before they even got the Oscar because of the way that works is where they're paid so little. You get graphic artists who are working on, like, they do all the designs to get for free to get picked or whatever. And if they get picked, they get paid or whatever.
Well, I mean, Peter knows people who do movie posters and they show... They show like the unfinished ones, and they're usually like
they're usually great.
They're usually better. Like the one for Stallone and Schwarzenegger when they were in prison together. Like, he showed me one of, like, the original mock-ups, and it was way better than the final product. The final product was fucking shit.
I don't actually know that guy. He's just a guy who...
Is this that website I saw for web, because you can, like, have your movies made on demand for Amazon, and you can get custom art made where you go onto the site and people will make posters for you.
Okay.
You know, you say, this is my film, these are images I have, and this is the kind of thing I'm hoping to get.
Yeah.
This is my film. And then people can tender for where to go, like, this is what I would do, and kind of give you a gist or even do it. And then you pay for it. You say you'll give $300, $500 to whoever does the best design.
Ah.
Nah, this is just a guy who works for a company.
He's like a graphic designer, isn't he?
He's like, he's just like, oh, hi guys, I thought you might want to see what we were going to go
it's
with.
Fucking
what
sad.
They said no to.
Yeah.
But like on the piracy note, like my brother, last time I was over for dinner with my family, my brother was bragging about how he'd already seen all the Oscar nominated films, like for Best Picture. And I said, but how? Because Her hasn't even come out yet. And he'd obviously watched them online. And I was thinking, like, for fuck's sake, like if you don't pay for them, there won't be any fucking cinema to go to.
Yeah. I mean, like,
there won't be movies.
I mean, I was talking about this. I mean, hypothetically, when I was a teenager, I could have hypothetically stolen films because I didn't have money to buy them.
Me too.
But, like, it's that kind of thing. Oh, hypothetically, of course. is now that I have money, you know, I can go back and I can buy the films I enjoyed. You
know, exactly.
And, like, especially DVDs. That's why I think DVD and Blu-rays and special features are important, is that, you know, I'm more inclined to go buy a film. Like, I bought The Lords of Salem. I got an import of it from America there the other night.
I still haven't bought
it. I should
it.
Not be allowed to go on the fucking internet at night. But like, I got it because it has a commentary by Rob Zombie, and I'm massive into commentaries.
Yeah.
And it's just that, there's that little thing, because I love that film. I could get it here for fiver as just the film itself, or else I can get, like, you know, the thing that has a little extra, the commentary.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've seen a digital file of it and all that kind of sorts, and, like, I mean, like, I love the film, obviously, so I have to have it.
Oh.
Oh, hello, legs. but it's that kind of thing, and it's the same for music as well. I mean, I think... Essentially, like, piracy is giving a lot of people an option. It's almost like a rental or a try before you buy thing. And, I mean, it is wrong. It is, there's no kind of way around it. I mean, people talk about freedom of data and stuff like that, but it's not, that's all kind of bollocks. It's, people want stuff for free, and that's kind of the basics of it. But, I mean, there's things like Netflix and all that, and, like, Hulu in America. Like, I mean, I've got around, hypothetically, and I'm able to watch things on Hulu now in the US. And, I mean, I'm happy to watch them there with the ads and stuff. Because it's convenient. It's easy to watch it.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I mean, before, like, I mean, I always, my big thing with, say, music piracy, was that before all things kind of, you know, things went down, I bought the Tenacious D album, and it cost me €25 to buy it.
Yeah.
With €25 for, like, a thing that has maybe 40 minutes, 30 minutes worth of music on it.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I remember going, like, because that really seemed like an insane price for that, for something. And then, like, now the piracy has kind of crippled all that stuff. So now you can get a CD new for, like, 12 quid or 10 or if you go to Amazon.
It is mental how... Because I remember when they were all €25 and that was a standard price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember I used to get CDs for €15 and it was great. And then they went up and it was €17 and I was like, And then it was €20 and I had to use 2 weeks...
Well, that's it,
to get them. And it was like, I'm going to spend €20 on this fucking CD. It took me 2 weeks to save up for it. Mm-hmm. I haven't even heard it.
Yeah.
And you get, like, I got this one Misfits album that is so bad.
Which one?
American Psycho. It's shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's a terrible fucking album.
Yeah, I think we've all been there.
Every song on the album is named after some horror movie, which I think was what I was charmed by.
Mm.
And the fact that it was the Misfits. It was so shit. And it was like, great, I wasted 2 weeks
to get
this
thing.
I can't even bring it back because they're like, you just copied this onto your PC. I'm like, my PC runs Windows 95, you fuck.
I do think we need to pay for the arts, though, as sad
as it
is.
I don't think it's balanced right yet because, and this is my example, and I always, every time something comes out, like, if I want to watch it right away, like, I'll always sort of see where I can go to. Like, music, I'm getting very good. Like, I mean, iTunes, Google Play tends to be quite good for prices.
Yeah.
Or Amazon, if you buy, sometimes it's cheaper to buy a physical CD than it is to buy a digital copy.
Yeah.
And with Amazon, if you buy a physical copy, you get a digital copy free anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've bought like 5 CDs since the disastrous night of my 18th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
When someone poured beer into my CD box.
Oh, fucking hell.
And destroyed every single CD I owned that I'd been collecting since I was about 14.
Oh.
It was a good couple of 100 CDs in
there. Jesus Christ. That's gross.
I just gave up. I was like, wow.
Like, I always remember when I got the thing, I got like a box set of the thing and the original thing.
Yeah.
Or the thing and the remake, prequel thing.
Yeah.
You know that thing. Yeah. But it was like a double box set on Blu-ray in HMV before it shut down, but only just before it shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And that cost me 12 or 13 euro to get those two films, HD, Blu-ray, all these things on them. And I was, out of curiosity, I went onto iTunes to see how much it would cost to actually get the thing remake on iTunes. And to get it, it would cost me, to download it then and there, it cost me, I think it was 14, I made a blog about it at the time.
Yeah.
I think it was 14 or 15 euro to get it as an SD file. And then to get a HD file was 17 or 18 euro. And it's like, wait, why is this digital thing, this information, costing more than a physical product?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. That's what digital should do. It should bring down the price. I mean, I've noticed with, like, say, the O'Brien's is on Amazon in America.
Get it now.
Get it now. It's on demand. It's on Hulu as well for free. Watch the ads. But the feckin', what is it? What am I saying? So the cost of it, though, I mean, like, the cheaper it is, the more you're likely to get it. Like, I'm definitely more likely, I'll buy a film, a digital file, if it's a 5 or a 10 or maybe, you know, a 10 or for a new release maybe. But, like, once you're going above that, you're getting crazy.
I think so, too.
The same for music. Like, I mean, an album, when it comes out, I mean, if you're looking at more than 20 for a CD, a physical CD, you're crazy. If you're looking at more than a 10, you're pretty crazy as well. I don't think we're in a world anymore where those prices are justifiable. And the fact that you don't need the actual boxes and stuff anymore.
See, I think a big problem as well is the type of movies are getting made right now.
Yeah, big time.
I'm not going to pay 15 fucking euro to go see Grown Ups 2.
But this is why you have the unlimited card.
No, I don't want to use my unlimited card that I purchased to go see Grown Ups 2. I don't want to pay money to go see Battleship. You know, the game based on the board game, or the movie based on the board game that isn't as charming as Cluedo.
Yeah.
The movie.
That's the Turtles.
You okay?
Okay.
Like,
yeah, I mean, there is a market for all these films or whatever, and like every film will always have its audience. But
I don't want to see Space Jam 2.
I do. I love Space Jam.
That's movie news this week, guys. Space Jam 2. It's happening. Whether you like it or not. It's fucking happening. I know that turned into a bit of a joke online where people are like, Space Jam. Remember Space Jam. I'm a 90s kid.
I never forgot Space Jam. I always love Space Jam.
You don't need Space Jam 2. 16 years later. What are you sniffing me for?
Could you smell?
No, really.
I don't smell. Independence Day 2
and 3
moved into like a new. It's now more pre-production than it was before.
Mm.
They actually have some people signed up for it, which is crazy. Like Independence Day 2.
Mm. I mean Independence Day was quite a big film though.
It was 14 years ago.
I know. But at the same time, like, I mean, I'd prefer to see that than, you know, another 16, Cowboys name.
Sorry,
like, you
know? 16 years ago?
Did I check out?
1996?
95 or 96, yeah.
No, it was 96, but yeah. How long ago was
that? Ali's saying things.
I prefer to see Independence 2 than reboot Independence Day.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, like how Tron 2 was.
Yeah.
I like Tron 2.
I like Tron Legacy.
Yeah.
I really, really like Tron. Like, a lot. Like, I love Tron Legacy, and I can't wait for
that. Do you really love it, or are you just saying that?
You're saying it because you saw it.
So, it's not necessarily, like, a resequeling or a reboot. It's more just, I think it's too better.
But I think there was more of a thing there for Tron Legacy than Space Jam 2.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you there. But, like, mine is more Independence Day. Space Jam 2 is just weird.
But also, the thing about Independence Day 2 is, a lot of the characters aren't coming back.
Yeah, no, it's their children.
Which was a big deal for me with Tron Legacy, which is like, you're going to see where Flynn went, you're going to see Flynn's son.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like about Tron Legacy, is you don't really get the full.
That's one big problem when they come back to a film so much later. And this is what's happened like with Ghostbusters, that I think has kind of stalled it with Ghostbusters 3, is the fact that it's so far, it's literally 20, 25 years in the future, and they're not going to be the Ghostbusters. I'd actually watch a film where all these old guys are rolling around. But instead they're going to go like the Indiana Jones and Crystal Skull kind of way they're bringing the new generation to kind of look after stuff. I hate that idea.
I read a really good feature the other day where it said what other older actors should be Liam Neesonized. As in, because you know the way he's doing Taken, he's
Have
doing all these...
Have their wife die?
No, should be turned into should be turned into action stars. But the number one person that they thought should do it, and I totally agree, is Kurt Russell.
Oh yeah, we should turn Kurt Russell into an action
movie. You know, you could put him.
Are
you
fucking
do?
Crazy?
Could,
he's already an action movie star.
You could like
an
make a prison out of New York, the island of New York. You put him in there to go save the
an older one.
Oh yeah, an older one. You know, he should drive. He should be a stunt driver, and he should murder people with his car.
What? Kurt Russell? Okay, fine. I'll give you other ones.
He should
Tommy
be this
Lee
guy
Jones.
With a truck. Tommy Lee Jones, yeah, you know, he didn't have to hunt the fugitive.
And Sam Jackson was
another one. Oh, yeah, Samuel L. Jackson. You know, he didn't fight a whole plane full of snakes. He just fucking...
You're using snakes on a plane? That wasn't an action
film.
He
wasn't fucking Shaft or anything.
Well, I thought it was good.
Samuel, apparently he's quite good in something that just came out. I can't remember what.
He was really good in Django. Unchanged.
Fucking hate that
film.
Yeah, I like
it. He's in some fucking new
movie.
I hate Tarantino.
Oh, he's in RoboCop. He's supposed to be quite good in RoboCop.
That's what I said to you,
I'm
Tarantino.
I'm sick of all this hack of bull crap.
Fart noise.
No?
Did you see Harvey Weinstein?
You didn't say
to the magic word. Harvey Weinstein came out and said that he liked 12 Years a Slave, but Quentin Tarantino already did that with Django Unchained.
To be fair, watching, like, when I came out of 12 Years a Slave, I didn't really want to watch Django again.
Oh my god. But one of those things actually happened.
I know.
Like, but get your head out of your ass, Harvey Weinstein. You're a Jew. Yeah.
Whoa.
I think what Harvey Weinstein meant with that statement was more that the actual, ideal slavery has been done by Tarantino now. So it was, but, like, that really, really controversial.
Although you're really talking the difference between, like, you know, Schindler's List and, like, Ilsa, SS woman.
That's
whatever,
a good idea.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good example.
I'd say it's more like the difference between Schindler's List and, what was the Bastards?
The Glorious Bastards.
Yeah,
the
Glorious
Bastards. Yeah.
When Peter saw an ad for Monuments Men, he said, "Oh, that looks like a fun version of Inglourious Basterds." Apparently, it's not fun at all, though.
No.
Ooh. And Gavin was so excited about it. And
by
all
fun,
like,
I meant like fun how Saving Private Ryan was fun.
Well,
look at all these jerks getting killed on a beach.
On 12,
they went there to surf.
On 12 Years a Slave, out of interest, did you guys get the torture porn angle of 12 Years a Slave? I didn't either, and I don't know if it's...
Who could watch that and think it was any sort of torture porn?
Everyone, normal, apparently, thought that was really... Like, you know when Lupita Nyong'o is getting...
She doesn't get hung. Oh, sorry.
She's getting whipped. People were saying that went on for way too long.
But that's the point, though. It's supposed to show you reality of what things were. It's supposed to make you feel
uncomfortable. People were whipped to death at points. Like,
but I thought, for me...
People, that sounds really racist,
for me... You know, whatever, those guys.
What do you mean, you people?
Those guys.
What do you mean, you people? I love that.
There was a reality to it. That
I thought it was very well done.
And it should be that long, because it should be that awkward, and you should sit there in the cinema
and have to look at it. Yeah, and have to look at it, and not have the camera go away.
I'm Irish.
But like, I was watching all the way through, I'm just kind of like, because it doesn't cut, it's all one camera.
Yes.
And I'm just
thinking,
like,
shot.
And you're just going, like, someone step in and stop. Their whipping is not stopping. Someone get in there and stop it.
Well,
like, what sort of inhumane bastard would consider that torture porn?
What was I going to say about that? About torture porn.
Did you ever see...
Oh, I thought... I thought the saddest part of that whole film wasn't any of the torture scenes. It was when he starts singing along with the hymns.
Oh,
I thought,
yeah.
Oh my God. Like, you just see his face.
Because
he just breaks down.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Did you think Brad Pitt was so disgraceful, though?
It was weird.
Like, you knew he was a fucking producer.
He might as well have walked in robes and gone...
Exactly.
God,
and been like,
yeah.
Oh,
was it like,
I'm here to save you, slave man. Like, good God.
Was it like, her name, she was in E.T.
Drew Barrymore
when she shows up in
Charlie's Angels. We watched that again in me and my sister in London.
No,
Sam Rockwell.
No.
Recognize.
Very true.
Jesus. Sam Rockwell, you're not thinking, you're not like, oh, what?
Crispin Glover.
Oh, okay. No, I'm talking about Donnie Darko when she was the teacher in the school. She's like,
yes.
I'm trying to get through to these kids.
Oh, yeah, boring. I hate Donnie Darko. I don't hate it. I just feel
I
like...
I hate Donnie Darko.
I like it, but it's so hipster. But then I always forget Seth Rogen's in it. And then I watch it and
Seth
I'm like...
Seth Rogen is in it. He's like, I like
I
your
love
boobs.
Him.
You don't remember that?
I do.
I like your boobs.
What a child of mine. But yeah, I didn't think it was torture porn at all. But then I think, is that because we're desensitized?
No,
we're,
but like,
the thing about torture porn and when you watch it in horror is you're watching two technically equal.
Yeah.
They're equal on levels of social aspect.
Exactly, so yeah.
That person getting tortured would be a form of torture porn because you can put yourself in that situation type thing. But the thing about 12 Years of Slave that doesn't make a torture porn is the fact that when you're being tortured, you're aware that these people aren't considered people.
Yeah.
And that's the sad bit.
Megatron agrees with you.
Yeah. That's what people should be focusing on. Not the fact
You'll get your turn.
Yeah.
Oh my god. He's
totally with me.
Hey!
He's not stuck, is he?
No? No, he's just giving out.
Megatron!
Is he hungry?
I don't know.
But it was just that idea.
He's
that,
moving his shit around. Sorry.
Like, the idea is that these people, like, they were considered property.
Exactly.
And that's what people did to their property. Yeah. And didn't realize
like,
they were human beings.
Like,
themselves.
I have to be honest. I think if somebody's saying that's torture porn, it's because that person doesn't want to confront their own feelings,
yeah.
that maybe they were very, very disturbed by it.
I think that sounds like white man's guilt, really.
That's exactly what I think.
It sounds like people
exactly.
going, like, no, you can't show people being in that situation. Why? Because it's torture porn. No, it's not. Though.
It's not torture porn.
No
it's realistic.
No one's watching that going, like, yeah, you whipped that bitch. No one is saying that. And these people are going
that's
there.
That's torture porn.
But these people are there.
Do you see the pool? They flipped that bitch.
But like, yeah, there's the Passion of the Christ, and that happens quite a bit.
But I compared it to Passion of the Christ, and I thought Passion of the Christ went a little bit too far with it. But at the same time, watching Passion of the Christ, even if you're not religious, you did get that feeling of like, oh my god,
this is horrible.
Because even when he's being whipped, he keeps saying, forgive them, and that was in a way really well done. But I agree with you. I think it's white man's guilt, totally. Yeah.
I mean, like, what would it be? I mean, like, if they didn't have it like that, what's everyone else should be, they'd be turning around going like, well, why didn't they show these people being whipped? Is it trying to be too PC?
Exactly.
You know, I mean,
that's the
point.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's something
a film,
PC about it.
Yeah, it's a film about unpolitically correct stuff, you know.
Thing, yeah. And it's something we should like.
I've not heard that before.
Yeah, racist.
Yeah, you'll see it everywhere now because it is one of the because obviously Harvey Weinstein is you know has this hate campaign against 12 Years a Slave because he doesn't want them to win it, and that's one of his main. Problems with it is, you know, well, this is torture porn.
Have you seen Tarantino's Django Unchained?
Exactly.
What, have you seen any of
Tarantino's the worst
wait,
for
did,
using
did
violence for entertainment.
Did you pay for Reservoir Dogs?
I presume so.
Well, they picked it up in the end, yeah.
Yeah. I presume he had something
you know
to do with
what
it.
Happens
yeah.
to Reservoir Dogs. Everyone knows what happens.
Yeah.
It's not too dear.
I thought that was so...
I don't know. I think that sounds like people on their soapbox. It sounds ridiculous.
It's...
Although sometimes people just want to make a fuss for no good reason, especially in awards season, people tend to be very vocal.
I was reading up about it a lot, and I just think it's really, really fascinating, especially when you take someone like Steve McQueen, who's done Hunger and Shame, and you know what I mean?
The Great Escape, Bullet.
Actually, this is so embarrassing to say, but I so thought that was the other Steve McQueen. I was
he's
like,
dead!
I know, I thought he was dead, but then it's like, and here's Hunger by Steve McQueen, it's like, holy shit, I thought he was dead. Go him.
He really was in that car ad the other year.
I'm sorry, but I think Jacques Cousteau is dead.
But Ali pointed out, he's like, no, he's black. So, no, he's not.
Did
Ali.
You?
Steve McQueen, he's famous old white guy.
Why would a black man make this movie, Ali? Don't be crazy. There was actually a black man sitting in front of me during 12 Years a Slave. And he kind of just... He wasn't like, which I don't know why I expected that.
Yeah, because he's probably not African-American, Joey.
Sure, I wouldn't know. I'm from Donegal.
I mean, like, we saw it in Swansea. There was a guy who had obviously been dragged by his girlfriend and, like, you know, just skinhead with tattoos and all. And he was sitting there really annoyed all the way through. He kept taking... I could read his Facebook all the way through the film.
I hate that!
Oh, man. I wanted
to... You know when
his
you get
girlfriend
it, like,
was right beside him. I was like, would you not tell him to put his phone away
and
hop on?
But do you not get when somebody's over here on their phone and the light just catches your eye? When I went to see August Osage County, there was this couple in front of me. And I swear to God, it's such a talky film because it's obviously adapted from a play. And they just kept fucking talking.
Yeah.
Why do people go to the cinema to have a chat? Like, I'll never understand that. Why? And these are adults. We're not talking about children.
Get an usher.
An usher.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
Wait, that's not usher, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is. That's what it's called.
The other one he does is, oh my gosh. So he could do that one as well.
What is that one?
It goes, oh my gosh. He could do that one. He could come out and be like, people are talking.
Is that a whole song?
Yeah.
Oh.
What else is there? What other usher songs?
He does the one where he's like, I'm sorry I cheated on you and impregnated somebody else.
Yeah, how does that go?
Oh shit, that's gonna drive me crazy.
A burn or something.
Yeah, gotta let it burn. I presume he's talking about the evidence. Burn all the evidence. My name ain't on no birth certificate, bitch. Bitch, my man ain't your baby's daddy. I love that.
Oh, God.
I forgot about Chris Rock. I love that. That's like my favorite Chris Rock bit.
What?
Where he's like, with the coffee, which Jamie Kennedy brings him his coffee.
That's not that bit. You were doing another bit where they're fighting.
Yeah, but in that whole bit where Chris Rock is the director,
yeah.
And it's like, and you went to film school, didn't you? It would kill him, wouldn't it?
You better know you give a black man his coffee.
It would kill him, wouldn't it? Or what's the one where he's like, I came up with the idea for Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah, he had the original idea for Sesame Street. It was kind of called NWP, yeah. Niggas with Hope.
It's like, catchy title later. What was it like? When they did a Fat Albert, they didn't have a tracer. Bill Cosby did the whole thing with a roller, and it was excellent.
You a tracer. Ain't nobody got the heart to tell you. You go around the lines. I've got a tracer line around your cold dead corpse.
I can't believe Judi Dench played me. That's one of my favorite lines, because it's so weird. Well, if we were gay, that is how I'd see it.
It's just a 90-minute long gay joke.
Yeah. Well, that's good coming from the man... Was it the man who pretends to be Shaft as opposed to the man who takes Shaft?
I don't hear you complaining nightly.
Only on the outside.
Still going.
When I was recapping Raw this week, and one of the commentators made a reference to Who Let the Dogs Out, and Peter was like, very timely reference there, but it reminded me of a better reference to that when Will Ferrell turns up in Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back and he goes, who let the cats out, huh?
It was even old.
And then he
Jane
goes,
Silent
yeah,
Bob
it was.
Back.
But then and that's like 19 whatever.
Yeah.
But then he's like, what?
Wait.
Wait.
Who let the cats out, huh?
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, that's
but yeah, not torture porn, I think. I think torture porn is too lazy a description.
Yeah, I think that description's kind of disappeared now. Because I don't think people could ever really apply it properly.
I don't know. I like, you know how I feel about fucking Hostel and all that shit and Jesus Christ and Saw, not the earlier Saw, but when it got really. But again, I still think if you understand what torture porn is, even if you don't like it, you
That's
still could.
Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm.
It's torture porn.
What?
It's car porn.
Fast and Furious.
Oh yeah, car porn.
I find it quite torturous.
But
I love you, Dom.
Hey, there was one funny joke in the Fast and the Furious, and you laughed at it.
Which one?
There was a time when I didn't know you. That was in the third grade. Yeah, I love Vin Diesel and The Rock. The best thing ever was when they put those two together. Genius.
You know, so since our last podcast,
Paul Walker has passed away
with part of his car.
That was very sad. But I have to say now. It was a bit overblown.
I got to...
The coverage of it was a bit like, what a saint.
Thanks to Twitter, I got to see his bloodied corpse.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
Thank you, Twitter. That was...
What I'm sad about is...
That was fun.
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, but that was drugs, though.
Yeah.
And I feel like, what a waste of talent.
I know, but it seems so unexpected. I didn't know he was a drug user.
Apparently, he told someone at Sundance the week before, they asked him who he was because they didn't recognize him, and he said, I'm a heroin addict, and if I don't stop soon, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And that was like... Something he said to complete, like you or me on the red carpet of fucking Fright Fest. Like,
yeah.
If someone had said that to us,
I don't think I've seen a single Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Happiness is the one you have to see. Happiness.
When I heard about his death, I thought of a really weird role. I thought of him as the journalist in Red Dragon. When he gets stuck.
So good in that, yeah, take to the chair.
When he gets taped to the chair and Ray Fiennes has to show him all the.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that freaked the shit out
scene,
of me.
Yeah.
That's a good scene.
That film really
I
scared
saw
me.
That scene. It came. That's
it. Was it? It was right between, breakfast. No, recess and lunch.
I actually thought the when they made fun of that in South Park was really good. And he's just showing him holiday slides.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's like, oh my god, it's so boring.
That movie really
like,
scared
this is me.
Me
at the Great Wall of China. Do you see?
But I taped Hannibal on the DVR last night because I was reading something that mentioned a part where he makes Ray Liotta eat part of his brain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't remember that at all.
What? That's the only good part of Hannibal.
But, like, I remember the pigs. I remember the pigs.
Yeah.
But I think...
Everyone remembers the pigs. I don't care about the man eating pigs. I care about the man who has to eat his own brain.
Hannibal Lecter. You know I can't handle fucking Hannibal Lecter at all.
The new Hannibal Lecter especially.
Which, oh, Jesus. But Gavin made an interesting point to me. What do you think David Tennant would have done with the role? Because he was originally supposed to have it.
Oh, he would have been really kooky and fun and worn. Do you think he would have worn Converse?
But he can do evil. Remember Barty Crouch?
No.
No, that wasn't evil. That was cartoon.
What's Barty Crouch?
Barty Crouch was David Tennant.
Harry Potter.
And he was all like, bleh!
Oh, yeah. That was terrible. Wow. That was the shittest I've ever seen David Tennant.
Cumberbatch could have done it. It just occurred to me.
That's really mean.
What? Cumberbatch. I said Cumberbatch in front of a
his
child.
His mother is listening right now and crying.
Sorry.
Crying. She's like,
he was really good in 12 Years a Slave. I am dead.
It's fucking Smaug.
And everyone keeps saying Smaug.
Don't they say Smaug in the film?
They do. They do say Smaug in the fucking film. And it's wrong. It is incorrect.
Tell it to Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson, you fucking New Zealand prick.
He never misses a puck.
You sheep shagging fuck. It's Smaug. Smaug. S-M-A-U-G. Smaug. Not Smaug, you fucking dick.
B-I-G.
Go back to making fucking puppet money. Puppet movies.
Finger 64, you remember.
Fuck, you shithead. You stupid King Kong making motherfucker.
I love Jack Black in that. Have you seen Bernie?
No.
Jack Black is so good in Bernie. He's like a scary man. What?
Jack Black, Goosebumps film.
Yes!
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 Yes! Yes!
Peter?
What?
No. Jack Black, Goosebumps film.
No. What? Which book is it based on?
No, it's going to be like he lives next door to R.L. Stein. So it's going to be like a film about all the books or all that kind of stuff. I think. It's
maybe he is R.L. Stein.
Yeah, maybe.
Because we don't know who it is.
Well, R.L. Stein used to be in the shows. R.L. Stein is the name of a ghostwriter, right?
No.
No, you told me before that it was a load of different people, but it's not. It is just one dude.
It is just him, yeah.
I have him on Twitter.
Yeah, me too.
And he's real like...
Boring.
Yeah, he's real like, here's my new series for teenagers. I'm like, I want to read the old stuff.
It's called Chicken Bumps.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. You should market that. Patent pending. Don't steal Peter's idea for Chicken Bumps.
Okay, we're kind of getting really out of hand.
We're going to have to wrap it up shortly.
We all have to go to dinner.
Well, we let it go to 2 hours.
Yeah, okay. But he's been doing stuff, so you tell your...
Oh, Richard, I was talking. I'm not important.
Richard has exciting stuff.
We're almost done with news. It's great. Let's move on to movie reviews. No.
Richard.
I did mine.
Shut up. What have you been doing? I got a new phone. It's been this long since we... last recorded that I know, like I'm on a completely new network and stuff, so I can't
Why
do the
would
buzz.
You, give me the
you tell your news. You've been to you and Ali have been to like
yeah
other we went to countries. America. Before that I did just before Christmas I made a short film that's like 3 minutes long.
It's really scary.
In an attic,
yeah. Girl hears noises in the attic and she goes checks it out.
There are distracting boobies like in Silent House. Yeah.
What?
Yes.
That's it, like, I had a choice of wardrobe, and it was, like, you know, it was one of those weird moments of, like, I didn't choose it for the boobs, but I didn't say no because of the boobs.
Yeah.
So that's on boobs. YouTube and Vimeo and stuff. I did it for Bloody Cuts, you know, the guys who do that with really cool short films.
Uh-huh.
They had a challenge where it was, like, you know, make a three-minute film, based, the theme is who's there. And I didn't get anywhere with the competition, but I liked the short quite a lot. It was just good crap.
I liked it, too.
Literally made shot in, like, 3 hours, put it together pretty quick, all that kind of thing. But,
What?
I heard that.
Heard what?
I heard what you just said.
Let Richard talk.
Joey just let one.
I did not. No, I didn't.
Joey's been slashing up that cheese, if you know what I'm saying.
I wish I had his game, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, don't try to change the subject Friday week.
Blanca Jones.
Oh my God. Okay. Joey had too much chocolate.
I did not.
Just wait till dinner.
Oh. Are we getting starters?
Okay. This is a podcast that continue.
Wait, before we get, Richard and Ali got me a subscription to Fangoria for my birthday. Because they're the coolest.
And let's hope it goes well, because my one was difficult to get started. But
if this turns out to be a subscription to Hello Magazine, I will be so mad. I don't want to read about no royals.
Oh, he really did come down here to borrow heat.
He really did come down here to borrow the heat.
Okay.
Ooh la la. Richard Iwani's film looks good also.
Shut up.
What?
Richard Iwani.
Richard
Iwani's film looks good also.
Richard, continue.
It's a different Richard.
So yeah, and then in... It's a moida. It's not a moida, it's a moida.
My friend was in a murder mystery last night and he did it.
Stop.
Remember when I ruined it for everyone by saying to Peter, oh, remember, we were at a murder mystery and I said, oh, why does it say do not reveal on yours? I'm sorry, do the hand again.
No, we're not so good at this yet.
Sorry.
But no, yeah, me and Ali then in January, we went over to Idlewild, which is just outside of LA.
Not the band.
Shut up!
Not the band.
Not
stop.
The band. Okay. So it's like this really awesome kind of mountain town outside of LA. But we rented a car and got to drive across the desert and stuff. And we went to this film festival.
Did you meet these scary people?
Scary people in the desert?
Yeah.
No, there's loads of really depressing cows though.
Were there armadillos? Joey. Yeah.
Ow. It wasn't deserty enough, really.
Ow! Don't poke my fat.
Let him tell his story.
But so yeah, we got there and like the O'Briens, the rom-com that we made, was opening the festival. So we got there literally like, 2 hours before the film screened, and we had to drop off the Blu-ray and stuff for them to screen it, so that was hilarious. But we were staying in this awesome cabin. The screen went really well. We had a good turnout. We had a good Q&A afterwards.
Nice.
And then like everyone was kind of walking around out for the rest of the festival. We had another screening about halfway through.
Was it weird to be on the other side of the barrier, like after we'd done it at Fright Fest and we'd been, was it, like, it weird to be the one being interviewed?
Yeah, well, we didn't do, the Q&A was kind of cool like that. Like, I mean, we're fairly honest with things.
Any interview we did in front of camera, the three of us just burst out laughing.
Oh, really? Sure, there's an interview all on. There's a really, because someone came up, they said they were going to interview us, but they didn't. They wanted us to introduce ourselves and say something.
Okay.
And this is so awkward, so I'll have to see if I can show
remember,
you guys
we were supposed to do that at Fright Fest, and we just flat it refused, because we were like, Gareth Evans is not going to want to be like, it's Gareth Evans for insert name here. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, go on.
There was a good buzz around the film for the festival. So going towards our second one, everyone was kind of coming up, oh, I didn't see it the first time. I'm really excited about seeing it like tomorrow or whatever. Mm. So then our second screening had more people and it went really well.
And was it a big screen or was it like a Fright Fest with the little screens?
The first screening, it was a good load of chairs. It must have been like a 200-seater.
175
is what I would think. Yeah, so it was the first one.
At least says 175.
So the first one we went on was quite big and like it was nice big cinema, nice sound and stuff. Second one was kind of in, it was called Astro Camp. So it's like a camp, wow. An astro camp.
Space
for,
camp.
Yeah,
pretty much for like rich kids. And
cool.
So like it was like a makeshift thing. So the screen wasn't as big and it wasn't as many seats, but like
it
still
went. Still.
Yeah, it still went really well. And like we did, that was a fun Q&A. And mm-hmm. We made friends with loads of filmmakers there and stuff. And
that's so exciting.
And like we had a hot tub in our cabin, which was great.
What?
Did you have sex in it?
Sex in the hot tub.
No. Was it too awkward to have sex in it?
There's bubbles everywhere.
I can't see you. Are those your boobies?
I don't know where they're
your personal mind. Question.
I think that's a possum.
There's
so,
a rabbit.
Where are they? Did you hear about speaking of horror, the rabbit stampede, that like rabbits chased a woman in Asia somewhere.
Jesus.
A load of them, like a big army of rabbits.
That's hilarious.
It's like a big rabbit rock festival.
Is there a movie called like Day of the Lupus?
Oh, Night of the Lupus, yeah, or whatever. Imagine Lupus, it's house. But yeah, so then on the last day of the festival was the awards day. So in the morning, there was like a filmmaker's breakfast where they announced the nominations.
And you were there.
We got like nominations like across the board.
Nice.
Which was insane. And then, so that night was the actual award ceremony. And we're there watching, or like we're there sitting, and we didn't get loads of the awards. Like, you know, actor, actress all went by and like score.
Because they all sucked.
And I was like, oh, come on. Oh, I thought we'd get something for that. Oh.
Yeah.
And like we made friends with someone who had like a little chihuahua, and I had a chihuahua on my lap. And,
I saw pictures of that. It was cute. So oh, cute. Shit.
We're there with Slaney. Oh, bleeding.
Yeah, a little. It's okay.
We're there with Slaney, the actress from the film.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, writer and producer. And she was wanting to leave because, you know, it was near the end and we hadn't got anything. But we're like, no, I'll just stay. Come on, it'll be bad if we leave now.
Yeah.
You know, what happens? Like, you know, maybe we might get another one. Mm. And we were there and then they announced Best Ensemble. And it turns out we got Best Ensemble for the film.
Mm.
So that's the ensemble cast. So, like, it had the dog, shoot the dog out of my lap and we went up and did our thing.
Mm.
And then we sat back down and then they announced, like, the audience award for best film. So everything else was like
it's
judges.
It's called Best of Best.
Best of Best.
Okay.
So, yeah, everything else was kind of judges, whereas this one was the audience award. And they chose the O'Briens, which was awesome. That was the last
that's
award.
That's so cool.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Although, like, when we were up there
getting... I was very shocked. Richard was not. Shocked.
I wasn't, because when we were up there getting Best Ensemble, I looked down on the podium and I could see a list of all the winners.
No way!
Yeah, so I could see us at the bottom for the Best of Fest. So
oh, no!
I didn't want to say it to anyone. I wanted to let Ali and Slaney sit back down.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, so that was our news. That was
well
cool.
Done, you guys!
Yeah. Ooh, so the O'Briens is on Hulu, with ads, but you can watch it for free if you can get around the whole not available outside the US.
Which you have done.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
Message Richard for a tutorial.
It is it's on Amazon in America as well. You have to pay for that though.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Never mind.
Yeah, it's not really in the UK yet. It's supposed to be soon enough though.
And it's in Tesco over here.
Tesco in Ireland, so like, yeah, loads of Tescos. There's like millions of copies in random places. There's like 40 copies in like, I don't know, Enniskillen. Is that a place?
Yeah, it is a place.
Yeah. So it's really bizarre.
Did it really make you guys want to move to LA as well?
I think like I really enjoyed our time over there this time. Like, it was really good fun, and we were hanging around with Irish people who live there. And
was it expensive? Did you like ask them about living over there?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, but you earn a lot more money.
Yeah, and, like, so it evens out kind of.
The place the guy was staying was like a duplex thing. It was nice. It was like a big open floor kind of bottom, and then like two nice sized bedrooms upstairs and like a joining bathroom.
Yeah.
And like he apparently that was like a crap place compared to most places there.
So, and how much was he paying? Did you know?
I think $1,500 a month.
Whoa, that's really good.
And it was a lovely area. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that's really, really
right
good.
By the water is gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we ever had to live in LA, we couldn't live there.
Why?
Because too far away.
Oh.
Yeah. LA is massive.
We'd
like,
have to go live in Studio City.
Oh. LA is like the size of Cork County, the city itself. Like.
Yeah, it's massive.
Wow.
And traffic gets bad.
I know we have to wrap it up here, but a quick little side note. As while we were there, you know I'm obviously obsessed with films.
Yeah.
So I decided, I got myself like the special.
We met Jim Beaver. Awesome.
Oh, Jim Beaver from Supernatural and Deadwood and stuff.
Nice. Him.
Yeah, he was nice. He got like an award, like a Lifetime Achievement Award or something for his short. But yeah, we were there and I decided to get myself, like, I got the like special edition of The Walking Dead Season 1 and like a Hellraiser film thing that was on one disc, but the Americans have loads of those and they're awesome.
Yeah.
And then I decided, I'm going to get myself a player here because, like, so I'll have a Region A player as well.
Yeah.
story.
So I got it and I brought it home and I got an adapter. I had to go to Power City to get the adapter and I could have sworn on it and said it was a converter.
Mm-hmm.
So I plugged it in and nothing else plugged in. I had the Blu-ray plugged in, or the Blu-ray there, the adapter plugged in.
Yeah.
I plug it into the power and I just heard that noise and then suddenly loads of smoke, white smoke that stank to hell was coming out of the player. Like, obviously I unplugged it. It's like, oh shit.
Oh my god.
So I went onto Google and I was like, oh shit, what have I blown up? Is it going to be shit now? Did I just waste like $50, $60? And like, I mean, there was nothing that was good about it. It was like, you know, the power obviously was too much over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, someone else I saw wrote like, yeah, this happened. It was the exact same experience where it blew up and all the crappy white smoke came out. And they said they were still using it. People were like, don't use it, you idiot. Like, oh, what sort of idiot would do that? But actually, I plugged it in
and it's
it was still working. Like, I don't use it too often, to be fair, but like, it works.
That's kind of cool.
It's so weird. But like, when I plugged it back in and I opened up the disc tray, more white smoke started coming out.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. Not the smartest idea to keep using it, but you know, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, it's okay.
I know where we have our fire extinguisher.
Okay, Peter's playing a game.
So
we don't have a fire extinguisher. Well, I have news. Good stuff happened to me. I've actually started piercing people.
Yeah, which is cool.
He pierced me.
He pierced me.
Yeah. And then I gave her an earring. Hey. That wasn't very good. I've done other stuff. I'm doing commissions. I'm actually getting paid
to
draw.
Yeah, which is so cool. Pay Peter.
There's your pixel art. I want to get one.
I've been modding Starbound, which is a game on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
One of the mods I made were sentient skeleton people for the game that you can play as, and like it got featured. It's had 800 plus downloads at this point.
Cool.
I've been doing little animations, just little short gifs, but some of them have gotten quite popular. And
yeah, very cool.
And some of them ended up in
used a couple of them
articles,
which is cool. Yeah,
because
yeah.
Some of them were wrestling related. But yeah, I've just been working real hard.
It's awesome. It's really kind of come ahead because, like, yeah, it doesn't seem like that long ago you were kind of getting the grips of how to do it and just kind of dipping your toes in.
You did really well.
I started my blog last January and now it's February. So
it's really good.
I've been able to see, like, how far I've gotten over the last year. It's pretty good. And it really has just been because of my weird work arrangement that I've just been able to just go and every single day just, like, practice for hours and hours and hours on end. So
it's awesome.
It's cool. I get paid for things. People think I'm good. I don't think I'm good.
But what's your Tumblr?
My Tumblr is shoehead, tumblr.shoehead.com, something like that. Shoehead.tumblr.com. It's spelled SHEWHEDD.
But
again,
if you go to his Twitter and you'll find it.
Yeah, there's a link on my Twitter. I think there's a link to my Redbubble account
Megatron.
Somewhere as well if you want like a shitty t-shirt I made a year ago. Or some stickers. I put stickers up everywhere as well. I think they're more appropriate to, you know, pixel art and stickers.
Mm-hmm.
I should pay for some of my stickers. Stick them on things.
We should wrap it up
stickers.
And go to dinner.
Everyone should send me stickers. If you are out there and you're like, hey, I have all these stickers,
Oh, what am I going to do with all these stickers? I can't keep them in my pocket.
You could have my straight edge stickers if you want.
Well, I have your... I got one.
Oh. Okay, we should wrap it up because we have to go to dinner. Woo-hoo. Celebrate my birthday.
Okay, woo-hoo. So while this podcast wasn't about anything, join us next time for a podcast about...
Something.
I don't even know if we can fit this on PodKicker. So if you want to get Joey, what's your fucking Twitter?
JoeyLDG.
JoeyLDG. She's doing new Raw recaps every week on...
If you love Raw.
Gorilla Press every Wednesday. Thursday. We watch Raw Wednesday. Richard, what are you doing anything?
Yeah, I'm Rich M. Waters, and I'm just kind of continuously promoting the fucking Saudi party in O'Brien's, much to the chagrin of everyone who has me.
Ali is at Scarfichu.
She's a Pokemon.
She's like a Pokemon, but with a scarf. And I'm mad at Joey.
Is he? Stop mooning us, Megatron.
Oh, he is. I thought you were talking about the kids who have done things like that. So, yes, anyway, me, Shoehead. Find me, send me money in exchange for drawings. I actually have to go and send the guy off his stuff today. I just finished his commission. So.
Okay.
Awesome.
That's so cool. We hit stop.
Let's.
I hope he likes it. I hope you like this podcast. Wait. What's that over there?
We're hitting stop?
What's over there?
Is it the ghost again?
No, this is it.
What is it?
Yeah!
Swallow this.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
That is so impressive.
I saw a thing. It's like the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles video game has like... realistic looking Ninja Mutant Turtles. Yeah. So they actually look more like actual turtles.
Oh, how cool!
They look really horrendous.
They
ugly.
Look really scary.
Yeah, they're terrifying. They have like really big forearms and stuff like that.
They look like ours.
I've seen stuff from that movie actually. I've seen What's Your Face done up like April O'Neil.
Which is not a good thing, like fucking April O'Neil.
Black April.
I don't know what you said. No.
That's not who's playing her. Megan Fox is playing.
Black April.
I thought you said Black April.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So it's Megan Fox with not even red hair.
Not even red hair.
Kind of auburn.
Not even noticeably. Chestnut-y. Like Ali's hair.
And she's wearing like a green jacket.
And she's like
a yellow jacket.
And it's just like, yeah.
Richard, you wanked April, didn't you?
It's a yellow jumpsuit, what can I say?
He's like unbuttoned the porn star all the way.
To be fair, the porn star April O'Neil makes a more convincing April O'Neil than Megan Fox. So, Google April O'Neil, turn say some search off, you'll see.